Taekwondo as a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
They fucked with him.
Hey, man.
Nah, we do it here, man.
Go ahead and do your thing, man. Go ahead and do it.
Welcome to the motherfucking dojo, bait. Be have no fear, Taekwondo is here, man. We got my guy Steve the Dean in the building. Y'all know we about to hit y'all with some crazy shit today.
Yeah. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all got the number above and below, 563-999-3056. Y'all got a question, put a Q in there, and me and my motherfucking dog about to chop it up, D. Let's get it, baby.
You know what's going on, man? Introduce the topic, man. Hand the baton over. You know we're going to hit the track rate.
Overcoming fear with women, rate. Dog. What's your take on that? Let's start right there. Overcoming fear with women. What you got, brother?
Well, I always like the bigger picture. You know how we think. You know, we like to go deeper beneath the surface. You know,
yes,
the surface
deeper.
Dwellers, as you say.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, when I hear that, I think about like the fact that if you can't overcome fear with women, you can't overcome fear at all. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a habit. That's actually a skill. That's a practice. Doing things when you don't want to do it. Doing things when you're afraid to do it. And, you know, being able to still persevere on top of that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, man.
That's it.
Yeah, no doubt. I believe that they got to really, excuse me, got something in my throat, seek the mountain, man. They got to have the mindset to want to get to the top of the mountain and not let wind, weather, or anything to stop them or slow them down from greatness, because women want great men who see greatness in themselves, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your take on that, man?
I mean, just like you said, women want great men who see greatness in themselves. That'd actually be one of the quickest ways that you could stand out in these times now with approaching women or talking to women is how normal you make her feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the moment you get nervous, the moment you get excited, the moment you let any type of fear kick in, it just not only does it show a lack of experience, but it just shows a lack of dependency. Mm-hmm. So like, man, you're nervous to talk to me. You got a fear to do this or fear of pussy or fear of this.
Yeah.
How are you going to do all this in the bedroom? How are you going to do all this for your family? How are you going to do all this chasing the bag?
Yeah.
It's like she could take that one quality and just, you know, read your whole character from it.
Yeah, no doubt. And what's important for a lot of you guys out here, guys, ask your questions, put a Q in there, call in the lines open if you want to talk. But the thing is what we're trying to show you guys is that if you begin just to work on yourself, see, fear is just here. I know for a lot of y'all guys, y'all think there's a boogeyman under your bed called woman and that she's so special that you have to tippy-toe on eggshells for her. No, man. What T and I, the motherfucking from the dojo, are trying to break down to y'all, man, is that, you know what? When you begin to work on yourself and trust yourself, because communication doesn't start with the woman first. It always starts with the man. T?
Always, man. You wrapped that up perfectly, man. So can you think of a time that where you started to let go of that fear if you ever had it with women?
Well, I never really had the fear because I looked up to my dad because my dad was a ladies man, you know what I mean? So I was always like trying to be like my father, man, and trying to be like him and being a ladies man. But I had my, you know, my dad's arrogant, my mother's arrogant. So I came from an arrogant group of people where the world was all about me. But when I got my mentor, when I found my mentor, I saw the value and worth of what I could create. Most of these guys have no idea what here you can, man, when you begin to create that world, T-Dog, when you be able to create and feel like everything's about you, there is no fear, my brother, none whatsoever. What say you? What about you and your fear, man?
No, listen, man. And like I said, the way I see it is the bigger picture is the fear of women and fear of this and fear of that. Like you just connected it to the way you see yourself in relation to the world. That fear shows a lack of dependence in self, the lack of trust that you have for yourself. Because whether it's with that girl or an interview or a business meeting or, you know, any different type of circumstance, that fear gets eliminated with this, when you can fall back into yourself, when you know you got it.
Yes.
Like, listen, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I know what the fuck I'm going to do. I know what I'm prepared for, and I know I'm trained to go at all times.
Right. Okay.
So it's like that fear goes away once you learn to trust yourself that like that.
Yeah, Bernie, we got you real quick. We got a phone call. We take phone calls first. 316, what's your question? Then we'll get your question in 1 second. What you got, 316? What's up?
Yo, man. Anthony here from Holland. I just came in. I've kind of been finding, just quickly to the question, let's get it to the question, but learning to stand in your own true power and finding that power is a special thing, you know. But then taken as a guy that never really had game, and I'm 20 years old, I'm starting to put my bid in. And how would you say just approach the first steps, learning to find yourself even in that process? Would you say face the fear, go out there, make those mistakes, even have those women that, like, would you suggest to take your time and let those things happen and then learn to stand in who you are?
What you're doing, unfortunately, is what a lot of young men do. You're putting too much into the woman. If I ask you to grab your remote control, can you grab your remote control? Is there any fear when you grab your remote control? Do you worry that someone's going to judge you? Right. It's not. It's about. See, the thing that a lot of people don't understand, it's thinking and doing. Your thoughts must be in line with the behavior. When you open the door, are you worried about the door judging you, the door being mad at you, or the door rejecting you? Are you worried about those things?
No.
Or are
Never.
You doing what you want to do? Right. And that's where a lot of young men go wrong. You're worried.
Sorry to interrupt, but
yes.
I understand what you're saying. And I think I'm over that point of fear, but the one thing I have is also learning the game from yourself.
Let me tell you this, because I'm going to see where you are. You have to get into the habit of testing yourself.
Right.
Like, prove yourself wrong, especially coming from a place of low self-esteem. Mm. You have myths in your mind that you got to kick out. It's like our body does it. Like, you know what I'm saying? When our DNA gets reused, it's a buildup of old material, old trash.
Yeah.
You have to cleanse that and refresh it with the new. So what is the new? That I am strong, that I can handle that shit, that I can approach that woman. That's the strong. The lingering stuff from a past identity, a past way you used to see yourself, that shit's still there. So the more you challenge yourself, the more you test yourself, you start finding out things. You know what I mean? Listen, it's been some things or situations that I handle with women where once I, like, I'm in the moment of it, but once I think back, I'm like, damn, like, I said that. Like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? I look back like, yo, what the fuck? So it's just all about testing yourself and you know, wanting to see your own limits and your own edge.
Yeah.
Also finding
the joy in that process of going out there and just learning
and
that
also,
shit. Finding the power. Right.
Yeah, but remember, and I kind of talked about this on my last show last night. Before you do the do's, you've got to overstand the don'ts, okay? Now, remember, I don't know what they did in over across seas, but when I was young, you know, our parents always taught us the don't. Don't follow strangers. Don't do things. Don't do this and don't do that, okay?
Right.
And what I mean by following the don'ts is don't waste time. Don't shy away from change. Don't try to please everybody. Don't dwell on the past. Don't make excuses. Don't go after failure. See, what you got to do is you got to live through those don'ts before you can do those do's, because those don'ts are why you're slowing yourself down.
Yeah.
Because you are just looking, you're looking from the outside, and that's where Taekwondo and I are trying to get you. We're trying to get you to come back home on the inside, where you can guide yourself. Taekwondo, what you got on that, brother?
Yeah. I mean, just like that, the don'ts, another big don't I'll put in there is don't lie to yourself.
Yes.
Because what you'll see is you're smart enough to figure it out, and you're smart enough to handle the truth. But the longer you lie to yourself, the longer you avoid it, it's like this, it's this whole weak energy just absorbed around you. Like,
yes.
I can't handle the truth. I can't tell it like it is. I can't say to her what she needs to hear. I can't be honest with myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a loser. I'm this. Bro, just keep it real.
Right.
Right,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, brother. We got some other calls for Brad, big guy, but do you have any other questions?
I appreciate it. No,
all right,
yes, all
stay, yes, stay up. Remember, man, stay up and listen. It's just a woman. That's all it is, okay? Mm. At the end of the day, she's just a woman, okay? You're a man.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, stand. All right, thanks,
man.
Hey, right. All right, let's bring in Eric Code 347 to 915. 347, what's your question you got, brother? What's up?
Remember, man, stay up and listen.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, sir, what's your question? What's up, brother?
Right, so I'm in a situation where I'm, you know what TRB is?
Wait, TRB?
TYB.
No, I'm a MAN, so that's all I know. But what is that? What is that?
I'm a MAN.
I just don't know what that shit is. What is that?
So basically what's going on is there's this girl who I've been, like, fucking with. And Right. So she's been fucking with me, but she's got a man, but she's been doing more with me than her man, and we've been escalating. Like, literally today we were just like feeling each other. I was just rubbing her pussy and shit in the staircase, right? But I was kind of thinking to myself, like, how can I
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll try to do something else, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was wondering to myself. Wait, are you my fault?
How can you what?
Are you saying?
How can you what?
How can I more smoothly? Because I feel like I'm still, like, kind of messy with it.
How can you do what more?
Yo, how can you do what more smoothly, brother?
How can I escalate more smoothly? Like,
you've already lost, brother. Men don't escalate.
You know what you want to do.
Yes.
What's stopping you?
He's stopping.
I mean, nothing is stopping me, but I feel like I got.
I mean, you with her by herself. It's you and her. Y'all don't play chess together. Y'all basketball like
Netflix and chill shit.
But just be like, what you doing? Like we about to play ball together or some shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, she knows what you want. You know what you want. The only gap here is your action.
Yeah, Carl, let me ask you a question. Okay, are you you're saying she's with somebody else, right?
Yeah.
And are you smashing?
I don't want to.
Hey, you must be smashing that phone, man, like a motherfucker. You smashing that phone, so you ain't even smashing.
I don't even do my shit no more.
All right, no, wait, hold on, caller. Okay, how long have you been talking to this woman for?
Damn. Like, seriously, like, okay, so I feel like it was light, but now the past two months.
Okay, yeah, so past, 2 months. Okay, do you understand in 2 months why you ain't fucking? Because you've been in 2 months just sitting around talking to her like you're her best friend, like her gay best friend, shoulder to cry on.
I'm my gay best friend if we touching this shit and, like, doing sexual
shit. Wait. You don't understand women, brother. Just because you touched her, you had sex with her? Is that the new thing now?
Because you touched her?
And she'll come over on the snap of your finger.
Right.
And if you roll over, you say, my back. She going to rub your back.
Exactly.
Come on, bro. You ain't even understand, bro. She'll tell you she's thinking about you and she proposing links up to you.
Yeah. When she's touching is your belt buckle as she undoes it, but apparently she's not doing it. Because she sees you as food. You're just a go-between. You're a nice guy with no game, and she knows that, unfortunately, you're just a sucker, man. And I say that with love, though. You're just a sucker.
Hold on, Dean. Let's take a step back.
Okay.
So what is the closest to fucking you got? Like, what was the day you was like, damn, like, that was it right there?
In the bathroom, she took her panties down, and then I was like, nah, I don't feel like doing it. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was too early. It was like, I think 2 years ago when I was like,
wait, 2 years ago? You just said 2 months. Whoa.
This was a different girl.
Same girl, bro. Same girl. Come on, brother.
Come
Yo, the
on.
Fact that you told another girl.
It's too bad. You're choking the fuck out.
She put her panties. Are you serious?
She said it was too. You said it was too fast.
Bro, I don't even think I've never even said those words in my life to a woman.
Wait, she pulled her panties down. You're like, huh? No,
in
wait,
the bathroom.
Wait. Pull them back on. Too fast.
Yo, listen, Steve. So listen, y'all walked into the bathroom. What do you think was going to happen? She's going to show you her fucking Pokemon collection? Well, it wasn't too fast when you walked into the bathroom. Why was it too fast when you stick your panties in?
I get you.
What are you... You gotta know. You gotta be straight up with yourself, bro. Like, real, just be real.
Yeah, it's the fear of success. He just doesn't know what to do next. He's very inexperienced, and everything he wanted finally happened. He just didn't know what to do. So, Carl, am I correct? You just don't know what to do. You're just inexperienced, right? You don't know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're wanting to know what to do with that woman, okay? Now, do you have your own place? You have your own place? You have your own place. So what we want you to do is when you can do it now or you do it later, but I would call that woman up, say, you know what? I want you to come over right now. It's 8 o'clock. Come over at 9 o'clock and suck my dick.
I dare you to do it right now.
Yeah, I think you should call her right now.
I dare you.
Because, hey,
listen, if you're too scared to do the suck my dick thing, at least tell her to come over.
Yeah, just tell her to come over. Call her right now and tell her I want you to come over. We'll be quiet.
And then listen, it'll be a 30-second call.
Brother, this is it, brother. This is it, brother. This
15
is
seconds. This 15 seconds will change your life,
man. It's going to change your life. This is the first time your nuts are going to drop from your stomach, and you're going to do exactly what you want to do.
Because I know you're choking up right now.
Don't be scared.
You can do that.
Okay, wait. You called us to ask what to do. We're telling you what to do, so why are you running away from it? We're trying to get you the mask.
Is it too fast, buddy?
Deep in the back of my mind, like, I feel like the reason why I don't want to fuck is, like, I don't feel it's worth it. Like, I don't know.
Then let her, okay, then delete her number then. Why you waste your time? Delete her number.
Right,
but you don't
right.
want to do that.
But
like,
I
want to do that.
How should I approach, like, finding the right pussy, like, pussy that I actually want to, like, fuck? Because when I think about it, it feels too, like, not too easy, but... I don't feel the sensation, like, you know what I mean? I don't know how to describe it. Like,
oh, you're describing it well. You just don't have any game, brother. This is what game is all about, young man. And this is a, listen, this is a, okay, you ever see those TV shows? You see a crash test dummy, you know, there's a dummy and they're driving, they drive and they crash into a wall. But this is your opportunity to crash test manhood. Now, you know, you don't want this woman. Call her up and just tell her to come over. And whatever she says, but this is an opportunity because you're going to have to do this with other women. And if you don't know how to do it now, now's the time to do it, brother. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, because when you get that girl that you want to fuck, you still won't be scared.
Yeah, you won't be scared. Okay? So are you ready to do it?
And if anything, that should take away the fear. Like, I don't even give a fuck about her anyway, so she can say no.
Come
on, bro.
Yeah, because we got the lines buzzing, dog. So if you're going to do it, we got you. But if not, we got to keep it moving. So you going to do it, buddy?
But she be at her mom crib, though.
Okay, bro, I don't care.
Listen. Just do it. The rest will handle itself. Just do it.
She don't answer.
Say, I'm at my mom crib. She at her mom crib. Let her make her own excuses, bro. Why are you answering for her?
This is what men do. You got two sharks on here. You got two sharks. Got your back. We'll be quiet. Just get it. Just go ahead and call her. I'm gonna give you 20 seconds. So you ready? Because it don't take 20 seconds. Are you ready? I'm gonna go through a Taekwondo ad, and if you don't answer about it, if we don't click about a Taekwondo ad, I gotta move to the next one. Okay, you ready, caller? Caller? No, hold on.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start you up. Okay, I'm gonna press this button, and after the end of this ad, if you don't hear, we don't hear anything. I'm moving on. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
All right, click over and go ahead and make that call. I'm pressing the ad right now. Go ahead right now, dog. Come on.
This is fire.
All right, see, we just waiting. We got guys, we waiting. We trying to help y'all.
This is fire.
Y'all got to be able to help yourselves. And if y'all cannot help yourself, then we got to move on to the ones that need help. So what we going to do? We run in a quick taekwondo little ad for y'all.
This is fucking dope, man. This is
and
dope.
All the way to the dojo. And you know what? He didn't answer. So, okay, guys, we're going to let you go. Get to the next caller. All right. Area code 915, you're on, brother. What can we do you for? 239, you're next.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough, Steve. I appreciate that, man. That was heavy.
Got you, my brother. Yes, 915. Yes, what's going on, brother?
I was actually calling if you can answer five questions. Is that okay?
Five questions? Shit. Okay, go ahead.
I just had a first.
Quick question. All right, the first one is, well, I believe to become better, you have to surround yourself with better people. So where did you find better quality people?
In the mirror. I don't follow. I don't believe other people can make me what I am. Taekwondo and I, Kingsley's, are two independent thinkers coming together to help you out. And once we're done, Taekwondo is going to go to the land of Taekwondo. I'm going to go to the land of ass and titties. We're going to be independent thinkers, but we come together. So don't look to other people. Look to yourself.
Because you see what happens, Carter, is the further you go, the better you become.
Yeah.
Those people find you.
Yeah. Yes.
And life will bring you those opportunities. I never forget when I was trying to, you know, better myself. And one day in school, you know, we had a career day. And next thing you know, a financial advisor came through for a big bank. I was asking him so many questions that by the time the end of the class came, he offered me his card. And he was like, you know, we could talk more out of here. And, you know, fast forward. That became my mentor, and the next thing you know, now I literally do business with the guy with all the success that I have now. I would consider him a friend. You know, we send each other cards on New Year's. We met, like, all types of stuff. That's a great friend that I have that I found by trying to better myself.
Yeah.
Did you mean friends that go to parties every weekend or y'all just
no,
go at business?
No, friends that help me become better. Yeah, like those type of friends, that type of friend that you mentioned.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You also got to know your friends, man.
All right. Question number two.
Yeah. What are the best habits that you have?
Okay, sir.
Like journaling. Like, for example, you say you journal a lot. That would be a good habit.
But you're not me, though. Steve, you got to stop doing that. What you're trying to do is you're trying to be us. And if you follow what we're telling you of what we do, then you're only being the second best you that there is. You must ask, what can I do to learn me versus what we do? Because this is where a lot of guys, we're not a cult. And see, that's where a lot of those guys across the street over in that Manosphere bullshit, they got these cults going on because everybody thinks all the same. We want you to be an independent thinker like us, young man. T, what say you on that, brother?
I mean, exactly that. I mean, my community knows I'm famous for that. I never tell y'all what to do. I just make you strong enough to decide.
Yes. How to think. We're just teaching you how to think for yourself.
That's all. You know what I'm saying? Because I could sit here and tell you, meditate, fast, do this, do that. And then you find out that you can't fast for as long as I can. Or you don't even like. Or actually, certain things I like to say, if I'm going to generalize and give it, it's going to be scientifically proven. But let's just say something like journaling. Or let's say something like jogging for a day. Every man has different goals for himself.
Yeah.
So I could sit here and say, go to the gym and bench this and squat that. But you have another man who's more successful than me, and all he does is jog in the morning. And another man who's more successful than him, all he does is go on the hourly walk. And then the next guy don't even walk. No physical aspect of his life.
Yeah.
So you have to know what works for you and what you like, bro.
Yeah, you got to find your you, okay, your core. What's your third question, brother? What's your third question?
Well, thanks for the answers, but for my third question, what would you recommend for me to do? Like, right now, I'm 18. I have college in the way. I'm not really sure what I should be doing at the moment. What do you think would help me mentally, financially?
Okay, well, young man, okay. You don't have a plan of what you want to do. I can just tell you what I had with me when I didn't have a plan. When I didn't have a plan, you know what my dad said? He said, you're either going to college, you're going to the army, but you're getting the fuck out of the house. That's all. Those are my options I had, okay? So I just saying for me, I went to the Army, but because it gave me more benefits. It gave me 3 square meals, a free apartment. I got to travel. I got to go to school, and I got to pick up a trade. So, and I learned discipline. So That was for me, though. But I'm not saying you should do that, but you got to have a plan. It's like, listen, as soon as you throw that hat up in the air and it lands, you're working towards your retirement. So what I'm saying is come up with something that you – do you have a craft? Do you want to go to college? What do you want to do?
I would say exactly that, because what you may find out is that most people, even past the age of 18, have never thought on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've never even thought on their own survival or to provide for another person.
Yeah.
So you've always been provided for, which allows you to be comfortable, even if you haven't been provided for. I'd be shocked if you haven't. You grew up struggling and still got comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I would say to that is, like Steve said, the moment of head job, you working towards retirement. How are you going to retire? What can you do that fulfills your life? What do you do that you'll be happy doing? And guess what? I don't give a fuck if you don't got a plan. You always got one plan, and that's the not to be broke.
Yes, don't be broke.
Don't be struggling. You know what I'm saying? That should be everybody's bottom line plan. So you might have to take on a short-term plan where I'm going to just get this trade. I'm going to just do this until I figure it out. But I didn't know one thing. I ain't going to be broke.
Yeah. Or like, if you don't know, hey, best thing, go in the military. I'm telling you, just take the test. You don't have to be on the front line. You can be in the office flipping burgers. It doesn't matter. But you're bringing in your own income, and you're able to save your own money, and you won't have to look for anybody else, mommy or anybody else, for money. So, and your credit will be good. I mean, all these things are important, big dog. All these things, okay? All right, what's your next question?
Yeah, well, my last question is, is there any questions that nobody has asked you that you wanted to answer?
Okay, Ty and I, all right, what you understand is we're what I call infinite, okay? We're always looking to ourselves for answers for ourselves, okay? That's what we do.
No, for these calls, is there any question you've ever asked me
in the entire career of my life, why am I this way? No one wants to know.
Yeah,
I always want to know how do I fix it, and why is she not texting me back, and never ask why am I this way. Take with that information you want to do with it.
Okay. All right, caller. Well, we got to grab other calls, man. But good luck to you, man. If you got other questions, hit us back, okay, brother.
Thank you. Hold on.
All right, stay up, brother. Stay up. Okay. Area code 239 and 714. 239.
Last guy, my guy, he sounded like a kitten. Yeah. Right? The lion, the roar in his voice is missing.
Yeah, it's no roar. Yeah.
Chat, I hope y'all can like kind of hear it in people's voices, but like the roar, just the Hellcat, the supercharged, that should be missing, bro.
Yeah, everybody's a winner. Everybody got a trophy type thing. 239, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just had some questions.
Mm-hmm.
For y'all real quick. So I have a friend, right? And
You already started off wrong. You have a friend. You mean a girl that's a friend? You're not talking about another dude.
Yeah. No. She a girl.
You sound like my mom, bro. Anytime I tell my mom I'm fucking with a chick, she'd be like, oh, is this a girlfriend? I'd be like, no. So that's your friend. You sound like one of them, bro. This chick, what's going on, Brody? Let us know your world.
So we've been chilling in like at school and everything, right? And it's like she's been dropping some like me, and like I'm not feeling her
what?
Type shit.
What? Wait, she's been dropping
she
some what?
Been, like some hints that like she liked me. Like I could tell
right there.
Like, I could tell that.
I want to make a point here. I said this to my kid before when they talked about choosing signals and stuff. I was like, listen, I have never mentioned signals, hints, what else do I use? Signals, hints, signs. Bro, you know why? Because I don't wait to be told what to do. I don't wait for permission. What is a sign, signal? Or I'm even forgetting what y'all be saying, bro.
Yeah.
There is nothing that tells me when and what I can do except myself.
Yes. Caller, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a zebra tell a lion or give the lion a choosing signal when to eat it? Have you ever seen that, brother? Have you ever seen that?
Ever?
No. So why are you waiting on Why are you waiting for the woman to tell you something? Then if she's gonna,
Let's make this point too. Even though, because this is, you got to see what she does. Let's keep the lion and zebra metaphor there, right? There are signals and signs. So the zebra may give a sign that it wants to be eaten, which is it might limp, it might run slow. And guess what? That motherfucker gonna get caught out of the herd. But as a hunter, you have to know you're gonna eat regardless.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if it's no slow zebras, no injured ones, no young ones, no old ones. I'm eating today. I'm chasing. I'm getting what I want to get.
Light. Yeah.
Hint, bro. Yeah. Cause this is why you don't do that. Cause what you do is you weaken yourself, bro. Just imagine.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, bro, this woman who will say fuck a sign and just straight up tell you what it is. And there's a woman that will want you and give no hint, no signs, no symbols. Symbols, signs, hints, or whatever. You have to do what you do regardless of the result.
Yeah.
You got to be on what you on. I'm on demon time. I don't know what the fuck she on or how she carrying it. Or guess what? Here's another thing, too. She may be used to another type of man.
Yeah.
So what do you do differently when you're the same man that she needs to hint to give a sign or a signal, and you already don't even stand out off rip? Oh, I got to spoon feed him that. I got to do this. I'm already going to impress her by my initiative, by my ability to take the lead, by my ability to get what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna end up just a friend, dog. You're just gonna be a shoulder to cry on. She's gonna be crying about Taekwondo to you and everything, and you're just gonna be listening to her. fam, I'm telling you, they don't respect. I'm telling you, they act like they want that, but don't listen to them. When she tells you you're nice and sweet and kind and thoughtful and understanding, that's death to me. I want to be the asshole jerk. You're cocky. You're conceited. You're all about yourself. When can I see you? Yeah, you know I mean, but. Mm-hmm. You got to stop waiting for life to happen to you and take life by the damn balls, young man. Go after what you want. Why aren't you putting your bid in? Why aren't you talking to her?
No, it's like, because it's like, I know that, like, she likes me, though. So here's the thing, though. It's like, I don't like her. That's the only problem.
And why?
Like,
Why
you bring her up?
Why are you calling us about a woman that you don't like?
No,
cause
like she's on my body though.
No, look, if she look like Gron, I just got done fighting Batman, and let's hang out and talk. She look like that, dog. Why are you calling us about a Grodd?
Hey, why don't you want her though?
It's just her personality. I don't fuck with it. She gets bad vibes every time I'm around her.
All right, well, we got
to
call.
So why did you come here talking about the signals and hints that
signals,
she gives you?
Yeah, from this chick, yeah. You really like her. You call her.
I don't know about that.
Because, Carla, listen, guess what it could be? You like her. You know she likes you, but you're scared to go past that next level. So it's easier for you to run away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like her that much than the face. The fucking fear.
Yeah.
Step up to the plate. Because what if she called you tonight and was like, I'm trying to come over. What you doing? What would you say?
Yeah, what would you say to her?
I don't know, really.
I got homework to do.
No, I'm not.
You know, your personality is not.
That's not on me though, cause like I feel like, you know, I'll be on some what you trying to do type shit.
What is that?
You be
like
on
it?
Some what you trying to do?
I don't understand. Wait, I don't understand something. You're saying that you don't like her. She gets on your nerves, all this other stuff. But now you talking about, brother, where are you going with this? Cause we got other calls. Are you trying to get at her? If not, just throw her back in the water. What are you trying to do?
Tell you one thing, she ain't got no water. Ain't nothing wet over there.
Ain't no
way. That's on her type shit.
All right, caller, we got to let you go. We got the lines are blowing up. So, caller, just think about your question. Call us back and let us know, man. You're all over the place, brother. Erico 714, you're up next, sir. How can we help you, brother?
Hey, Steve. Hey, I want to apologize for not calling in. for a while more often. Anyway, I just want to just no real question. I just want to reaffirm with these young kings why it is so important that they listen to you and follow your advice and why you're the real deal. And I'm just going to be real brief. Okay, here's the bottom line as far as from my opinion. They're probably wondering why is a 64-year-old white stoner like me listening to, you know, a guy 50, a black man, when it comes to game and all that stuff. You know, obviously I'm beyond the point where I need all that shit, but why would I listen? Would they, I just want to tell them that some of the history behind this. Their history was that when I was growing up, when I was their age, that when I was growing up, when I was their age, I was the only people we were learning game from as white guys were really the black guys that we would see in the movies or the pimps who we'd know or whatever. So I want to let these guys know that really you're from that same lineage. You're kind of like the last of the Mohicans in a way.
Stop. Let us help you. Okay. Listen, here's a problem. I'm telling you, game is air, sand, and water. It has no color. It has no race. It has no political affiliation. It's what you think about yourself, man. It has nothing to do with what you see on the outside. Because I could be green or blue, and my dog over here could be red, and we still spitting fire. So it's not the color of our skin. It's not how old we are. T, what would you want to say on this, man?
Bro, when I was growing up, there wasn't a white guy in the world that could spit game like a black man could. And you know that as well as I do.
All right, Carl, listen, please.
I think that you disrespect my audience when you do that because knowledge transcends your identity.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know, growing up, you know, we looked for the black guys and the pens. Listen, that was you. I guarantee you there were white guys out there with fucking game.
Gangsters.
Balling.
Chinese.
Gangsters.
Yeah.
Bagging the bitch. That was you. It had nothing to do with being a white guy growing up. And that was your lack of knowledge. That was your lack of game.
Yes.
You got to understand your own personal experience, Birdie.
Yeah, absolutely. You understand there were white gangsters that were running shit that had game. There were dynasties. There were emperors that had game. Game is everything. It's not just whittled down to a color and a race, brother. So, you're looking at everything the wrong way. Let's grab this next caller, 316 and 6.
No, I'm thinking again, bro. Courting women is older than clothes.
Older than clothes. Yeah,
it's older than clothes.
Fire.
It's older than houses.
All that
it's
shit.
Older than everything, man.
All that shit. 316, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yeah, I'm curious, from your guys' world, where are you taking a woman, and why are you taking her there? What is what you're trying to get at?
Where am I
taking her?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, where am I taking her? What are you talking about?
What is your vision in the game? Where are you trying to take her on a...
Wait, you got it wrong, brother. The game ain't about...
You going to copy my vision?
Yeah, the game ain't about women. When did the game come about women? My vision is to be a better me.
Yeah. So that's why it says from your world. Where are you... What are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to get to? What are you trying to take her and show her?
This. Oh, wait, hold on, brother.
I'm just curious.
What is your vision? What's yours?
For me, I'm looking to
first
find...
I swipe left on Tinder.
No, man. If I had to be honest, I want to kind of get to know her, but also let her show her that there's more than...
Oh,
there's
sweet.
More to this life. No, I mean this. Like, there's more to life than just, you know, there's trying to show her power as well. Isn't that something you can
achieve? Wait, call her. Who's showing her power? What are you talking about? Who's showing her power? Sure. Call her. Who's showing her power?
I am.
Oh, well, because you're a surface dweller. You're supposed to show her power.
Superman.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what is your question? Because there's something that's going on with you that you're trying to ask us that you're not really asking. What is your question? Because you're all over the place with this woman shit. What are you talking about, brother?
Are you successful doing what you're doing?
Okay, I'm looking for some specifically, I'm looking for some pieces as to get an idea. What am I trying to achieve? In the game.
You've already lost. You've already lost, young man, because you're not... The achievement is on the internal. You gotta create your law.
Yeah, that,
your
I understand.
What are you talking about then?
Just that's why I asked from your world. What are you looking at to get that? What are you trying to get at with her to get to that place?
With,
to get her
with
from
her,
the internal
she
side.
Has nothing to do with. Well, okay, brother. What does a squirrel have to do with, when you walk at your door? What does a squirrel have to do with anything? Or a bird outside? Or
nothing.
A cloud? Or some leaves? Right.
Nothing.
So then, what does a woman got to do with me then?
Carl, let me tell you this. It's more about you than you think, even when it comes to her.
Yes.
Because she meets you at any page or chapter in your life.
Yes.
No matter what page or chapter you're on.
Yes.
She's meeting you, and you come with a lot of things. Your experiences, your likes and dislikes, your favorites, with things you hate, things you love. She gets to know you. She gets to experience you. Same thing with this interaction. It's not really even more so about when I'm dealing with a girl, where am I going to take her? I'm taking myself somewhere she can get on board.
Yeah.
She can get a ticket to this flight.
Mm-hmm.
But this flight is going where it's going regardless.
Yeah, train ain't stopping.
Yeah.
And if she's, accepted as a passenger, if she comes on board, then she's coming on this journey. But where are you showing her and telling her that where she's going? And why should she want to get on board?
Yeah,
if you're sitting back saying, well, damn, where should I take her? And I think I want to take her here. And who can get on board with a motherfucking dad don't know where he's going?
Mm-hmm. Or can't even articulate where he's going and why is it going to be such a fun time being with him.
Because guess what? Mm-hmm. A lot of times a woman will fall in love with you right there before you even direct it to her or before it even is – before she's even – what she's going to do – is if she can't get it, be a passenger, she's trying to jump in front of the train. Let me get on this motherfucker somehow. Just because, let me tell you, I'm making a point here. Just because she knows where you're going, she knows your mindset, how you think, the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, she wants to be on board.
Right. The key word is how you. Key word is you, not her.
Okay.
You. Okay. So you good?
Yeah. Clear.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good call. Error code 619, then 646, 619. Which question, brother? What's up?
Hey, so, how y'all usually, can y'all hear me?
Brother, can you please talk up, brother. Yeah, come on, speak up, dog. You don't have to be all smooth. Just talk to us. What's up?
This is my regular voice, yeah.
Okay, so what's your question?
You can hear me. When y'all do y'all shit, like run y'all show, your channel, whatever it is, y'all come from like a, how do I say this? Y'all come from like a perspective on like the viewer's problem. And then y'all go about dissecting it or like how
okay, what
you
is
do
your
it.
Question? Thank you for, I'm glad you're analyzing us. I appreciate that. But what is your question, brother? What's your question?
What I'm saying is, what about problems that y'all go through on y'all day to day?
I don't have
y'all don't
okay.
Really.
Okay. All right, wait, hold on. Time
yes,
out. Let me stop right there. Okay. All right, now, hold on. Let me tell you something. A problem to me is a meteor the size of Jupiter coming towards Earth. That's a fucking problem. See, I'm what you call a solution-based thinker. I don't look at life as problems. I solve shit. And I solve
damn
it my
right.
way. Period. My way.
Damn right, man.
One way, my way. Everything else is wrong. So I like Taekwondo said, either she's going to ride with me or she can get off at the next stop. And I'm just going to say.
And I feel what you're saying, man. I feel what you're saying. And that sounds good and all. And I know you got to keep the channel. But I'm being realistic with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example,
what?
Ty. So, like, I'll give you an example. So, Ty. I was on his stream before this call came through, and he was talking about his lawyer or his attorney and how
yes.
he kind of, like, you know, he knows how to, like, talk to the people and, like, finesse out of, you know, anything that they can go through. What about on your end? Like, what are things that you go through on your day-to-day that you could have slipped on but you didn't? And
catch that. I was showing y'all with that. If we're talking about problems that y'all go through. That wasn't even a problem. That was an ant that was on the ground. For a person
right.
that prepared themselves a certain way and is not prepared, it would have been a problem. They probably would have been scammed. They probably wouldn't have been prepared. The point that being made
so y'all
is
missing
that
it. Because that's
who we
it's
are,
going over your head. That's what I'm saying. Y'all have y'all own problems in y'all life, whether you want to crank it up or talk about it or not.
It's not even big enough to be considered a problem. I'll bring it up on stream and laugh about it.
Yeah. Okay, 619, I'll take some problem. All right, I'm sorry. All right, you're right. I do have some problems that men have. Problem is, when you're a man, you're going to wake up every morning and there's going to be at least 10 to maybe 15 women saying good morning to you. You're going to have 5 women ask you what you're doing. You have 10 women saying, let me come see you. You have the other 5 women saying, well, why aren't you calling me? Do you not like me anymore? Did I do something wrong? Can we talk about it? I'm sorry. So, yes, if you want to look at problems, those are my
Steve,
problems.
Should I read him a text?
Yeah.
Let me show you a problem.
Yeah, show a problem. I'm saying.
Your problem that you got suffering from success, as they say. Hold on.
Yeah, why are you doing that? Let me post a problem. Why he's looking for a problem.
Right.
And I was showing
show
my problem. Yeah, go ahead.
She said, I just have one question for you, and I apologize in advance if this is coming off as sounding redundant. But are you even still interested in whatever you want to call us, or are you just cool off of it now? Because sometimes I just get the impression that this isn't really nothing to you. And if that's the case, that's fine. But I'd rather know that for do you see the problems, Carla? Do you see the problems?
Yeah, let me show you this problem. I can't show it all, but let me show you a bit of it. Like when you get messages like that, I mean that's a problem. You see what I'm saying? That's a problem. I'm saying. So you got to say it. I'm sorry, Todd Jewish Bot. I'm sorry. No, I'm just saying that the I'm sorry, T Dog. I'm sorry, T Dog. So the different problems, dog. Sorry, Twitch Bot.
I guess it's going over my head as well. Nah.
Okay, when you're asking about what are you looking for our problems, though?
Yeah, what were you trying to gain from that?
No, it wasn't necessarily. It wasn't like woman focused. It wasn't focused in anything. It was just like, you know, I don't know what problems y'all go through.
But why do you
obviously
care?
Every person.
Why do you care what we go through?
Maybe I gotta you know, ask my question in a different way or think
Please
about
do.
It before I've spoken on it more. But
it's harder to find the purpose in what you're talking about right now.
Say that one more time, Ty.
Hard to find the purpose of what you're telling. Like, what is your angle?
Yeah, what is your angle? What do you want to know? Just ask, because we got a lot of calls. What do you want to know, my friend?
I guess, like, how y'all handle y'all shit. Like if your energy's fucked up one day, how do you go about, you know, fixing up your spirits? Or, like, say,
okay, you're doing it all wrong. You're trying to look at us and trying to figure out what we do versus looking at yourself to figure out what you need to do. Why are you looking at us? Why can't you look to yourself and get coaching and guidance from us to find yourself, to give yourself answers? What's wrong with that?
That sounds good. I hear you. That sounds good. I mean, as good as it sounds, it's not always that realistic. You know what I'm saying? But
no,
I'll just keep on watching.
Because it's not real,
you
doesn't mean it's real. Listen, on your surface dwelling level, when I say this with love, on your
damn,
surface dwelling
level. Damn, I feel it.
No, I'm just being a little bit with love. I'm saying that you can't see what we see because you're not on our level to see it. And just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's true. It's just on your level, you can't see it. You can't see it until you get up to our level.
This is why that's true, because, I mean, just listen to how you talk to yourself. You see it being realistic to say that you can overcome anything you're faced with. What's so unrealistic about that? Because you're supposed to be unhappy. You're supposed to be suffering.
Fuck.
Is that why it's unrealistic? And then if that's what you believe, then where did you learn that from and who told you that?
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, I hear y'all. Hey, that's cool. I appreciate it. Good luck.
All right, man. Well, you still haven't really asked the question, but we appreciate it. We'll go to the next one. But caller, you got to ask questions for yourself, man. He hung up, but all right, he just didn't understand. 646 and 843. 646, what's up, brother? What you got?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Good, my dude.
All right. So I've gone to a place in my life where, like, I've reached that level of confidence where I could approach a woman, you know, have a meaningful conversation, and whatever we talk about, we build upon from there, you know. Or if it's strictly just based on of like attraction thing, like I look good, she looks good, we exchange information, and we go about it from there. We continue our journey from there, right? Now, let's change the setting. I go out with the guys. We go to the bar. We go to the club. I feel like that mindset. I think I've got to, like, change up my mindset, or, like, do I change my approach? Because it's kind of different in that type of setting. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, that's not. That's a lie. When is a lion turned to a duck? When isn't a lion all the time? Isn't a lion in the winter, the spring, the summer, the fall? Isn't it in the day and the night? Isn't he always a lion? When has he changed to a sheep? Tell me. Does he ever change?
And the point is that in any environment, are you consistently a threat? Are you consistently a predator? You understand what I'm saying? So your environment changes around you, not you around your environment. And if so, what does that say about your sense of self? You know what I mean?
You're right. Because, like, I can see myself, like, it turns into, like, an ego thing. Like, once you're in there, like, your focus comes off yourself and you start worrying about other things and other people and that kind of, that could throw yourself off.
Unless you're different.
Yeah, men don't do that. Men don't worry. If I went out with Taekwondo to the club, I'm not there to please him, and he's not there to please me. We there to make moves, and we're going to give a high five. We'll be like, T-Dog, I got section that way. You go that way. We're going to give each other a high five. We break the fuck off.
As you should.
So why are you worried about
games we play?
Yeah, yeah. Why are you worried about the other guys? Why are you worried about your friends judging?
You're right. That's why I came here to try to, like, have that conversation and see, like, feel me, where I'm going left at. I appreciate that.
You even set the tone for your homies too, you know, sometimes. Sometimes I had to do that, you know what I'm saying, where my homies know that they are not as
skilled,
good at approaching women.
Yeah.
So I may have to break ice. I may got it. All right, I got it. All right, I got this group of girls. But listen, when I call one of y'all niggas over, or, you know what I'm saying, like, I've done that. Go ahead, the group of girls, get the one I want, and then ask her friends. Y'all see anything over there y'all like? She's like, I like him with this, and I say, hey, come here.
Yep.
That's my friends, bro. I throw it off the backboard between the legs. I don't even need nobody to walk down with me.
Yeah.
I don't need a sign, a symbol. I'm going to do it. I got it. Yeah. So are you the I got it, man?
Yeah.
And not wanting to approach with me or whatever, I'm saying. Because if push came to stuff, I know they would, but they just know Ty got us. Like, it just is what it is. Like, Ty going to do it. Fuck it.
Yeah. So what's happening is lead them, right? And what they're going to do, some of them going to laugh at you, right? You talk to a woman, they're going to laugh at you. But you know what? A few of those motherfuckers will come back and be like, what'd you say to her? What'd you say, man? What'd you say to her?
Mm-hmm.
Man? So just listen, man. Go in for yourself. Stop worrying about the world. Stop worrying about what other people think. Just move like you always move by yourself. Move for yourself.
Once one of them moves stick, and next thing you know, I got these four girls. They want us to come sit over with them. We might slide to that. Mm-hmm. Now everybody, watch. Everybody going to be smart. Teeth and palms. Yo, good shit, bro. Like, teeth and palms. all handshakes. Y'all just do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, and there are times that I see women in a group. I tell my boys, I'll be right back. I'll talk to the group of women, and I'm coming back to my boys. Hey, look, man, they trying to do something after this motherfucking club over, man. Fuck the now. They want to do something later on. They trying to get somewhere because I set it up. Like I say, I have no problem diving in. I will dive right on in because you know the thing about us two men here, we believe in ourselves. Then women start to believe
in ourselves. This is the thing too. I never like the plotting.
Yeah.
You know, you see them drawings over there?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, go left.
Man, I'm smack out. Listen. I walks right past everybody. I'm just doing it. I'm not getting information. No heads up. I'm just going.
No thought whatsoever. Matter of fact, when I get in there, see what most people do, you got three types of people. You got the weird guys that walk in, they hang out on the wall. Then you got the nervous guys, they go right to the bathroom. Then you got the guys that go to the bar for liquid courage because they don't know. You know me? Uh-uh. I'm my own high. Remember, Carl, I get high off of my product. So I go and talk to whoever I see. I don't care. I'm giving her an opportunity to be with me. I'm not being her. I'm not her option. I'm an opportunity. So when I see women, I see them as I'm making their day.
All right, then. I feel y'all. I appreciate that.
All right, we're stay up, brother. We got another call. All right, lines are blowing up. Man.
Yeah, listen, something I want to add on that, man.
Yes,
y'all guys got to know y'all imprint, man. Y'all got to know y'all impact.
Yes.
Imprint. Like, listen.
Imprint.
In any school I've ever been to, any classroom I've ever been to, any mall setting or job I've ever worked at, I left my imprint. They will consistently say the same thing. Oh, him, he was charismatic. He was such a flirt. He was such a... These people are going to describe me. It's sometimes, right? There were a girl might follow me. I went to high school with her.
Mm.
And I might literally forgot how my relationship towards her was. I just know one thing for sure. I wasn't sitting on my hands. I wasn't scared to talk to her. So it's probably experience or memories she has of me flirting with her, me talking to her, me making her laugh that I forgot about.
Yeah.
All because that's just my imprint no matter who the girl is.
Yes.
No matter where I'm at. If I'm at the job, I'm at this classroom, I'm in the line at Wendy's, I'm at the fucking, I'm on just times when I'm back late to myself and I don't want to talk to nobody. But like, listen, y'all just got to know what y'all want to be. Y'all got to know who y'all are, bro.
Absolutely. Next call up, we have area code 843, then 267. 843, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Yeah, 267. I heard you in the meeting.
For sure.
What's good, brother?
All right, for sure. Dojo to the moon, man. All right, so my question is, what's you guys' viewpoints on complacency and comfortability after success, if you kind of get that question?
Wait, D, you want to go first or shall I?
Do you stop eating? Is a dozen of eggs enough? How long can you eat with a dozen of eggs? And if you really truly look at the highly successful people, they don't go for the eggs. They go for the chickens.
Mm.
Well, they might not even be satisfied with the chicken. They might want to start a chicken coop.
Oh, yep.
They might get a whole farm. They
farm.
Next thing got right. Chickens,
mm-hmm.
cows. So, honestly, it's knowing perspective, bro. What are you comfortable for? What's so comfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, sleeping on the floor might feel better than sleeping outside. But like, just because the floor more comfortable than the concrete, don't mean you should be comfortable on the floor.
Yeah,
correct.
Right. I don't look at – see, the problem is a lot of you guys, you talk to a girl and she gives you a little bit of play and you stop growing. As a man, I'm always growing. I tell all my listeners that I'm not going to reach manhood until the day I die because that's the day I'm going to stop really pushing and evolving. I'm always evolving. I'm never going to stand still. It's hard for me to even go to sleep. I told my guys, T, I only sleep like 2 or 3 hours. It's hard to go to sleep. You know, your mind is just doing this all the time, and it's just hard. You know what I mean?
An
so,
obsession.
Yeah,
you're right.
You become such an obsession. I got to listen to classical music just to fucking at least go to sleep. But what I'm saying to you is like T was saying, man, there is no complacency as a man because you're always evolving. You're infinite. You got to understand you're only using a little bit of percent of this. You're infinite. There's so much about you that you have never even realized yet. And to know every day is Christmas. Every day is like Halloween, the morning of Halloween when you can't wait for it get dark outside. It's a beautiful feeling being a man. T, what say you, man?
I mean, just like that, I got a saying, I don't stop till I drop.
Yeah. That's
okay. I'm not talking about like dancing or fucking laying down. I'm dead.
Yeah, for real. No, yeah, for real. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, because you.
Go ahead. Finish up.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and ask your question. What's up?
My problem personally would be I'll have that goal set. I'll complete that goal, but I wouldn't have a goal after that because I'd be so comfortable with what I got, if you kind of understand what I'm saying.
Oh, I understand. No, I'm saying your problem. Say my choice. See, it's not your problem. Yeah, your choice. You made a choice. And from making the choice, what we got it. If that's your choice, well, guess what other choice you can make? Right now, you can scribe what you want to do next and what you want to do after that. They call it in chess thinking 5 moves ahead. So we want you to be 1,000,000 moves ahead of past everybody. Okay? T, what say you, man?
I mean, just like that, because if you don't have the grand master plan in mind, thing that, like, you won't even achieve until years and years and years come, those little goals that you have seem like grand goals. And I'm one, you know, always be grateful, always be, you know, look back and how far you've came and see how far you've come, but just know you got further to go. Because at the end of the day, it's like this. If I have this goal, you know, make my family financially stable and yada, 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 a goal might be watching a video to learn more, or having 10% gain on this stock. These are small micro goals to the macro achievement that I'm trying to get to.
Yes.
So you got to know it's not enough. 12 eggs is not enough.
Never enough.
I tell you about a dozen of eggs. You eat for the rest of your life. You will look at me like I'm crazy. But you'll achieve that small goal that you got and look at yourself like, oh, I can lay back down. I won't get hungry next week. I won't get hungry next month. I won't, you know what I'm saying? You got to know what the real kill is.
Yeah. So just, again.
Where you talked about this on call one time on one of your, I think it was on Twitch on one of your one-on-one calls, about knowing that that core root goal that you have in mind, regardless of, like, which route you choose to take, if you understand what I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
Regardless if you were going to be a race car driver or if you were going to be a fire truck driver or something like that, you still got that.
Right. Your purpose transcends your career.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'll say I haven't found that yet.
No, you have found. Well, tell us a goal. What goal do you have? Give us one goal that you have real quick.
Financial stability and financial independence.
All right, so what are you doing right now to get it?
I'm in trade school right now.
Okay, no, but what else are you doing to get it?
Learning money management and just...
What else are you doing to get it?
Just trying to find ways to make money.
Well, I think you'd be specific. How? How are you getting the money? Are you doing
looking for jobs?
Are you doing Uber, Lyft, Amazon? What are you doing to get the money? No. This is what I'm saying. We're trying to – you got to stop looking at one or two things. You got to keep going all the way down till you get to the bottom of the pot. It's not just going it's part of it is going to trade school and all the things you're doing. But if you want to make money, man, money don't sleep. You need to get your – you should be out there right now and be like, oh, God, I got a customer about – I got an Uber customer. I got to go, guys. You can't be just sitting at home on your ass if you want to make some paper. You got to be able to get that money, brother.
I feel you. All right, though. Appreciate y'all, though. That's all I got for today.
All right. Well, good call, man. Sure, all right. Let's go to Philadelphia. 267. Let's go bring in 267. 267.
In the building, man.
Yeah, 267 in the building. What's up, brother?
Hi, Steven. So I want to say, before I ask my question, that I'm thankful for the content you both produce because it's really hard to find.
Thank you, sir.
And so my question is, if wanting to fuck is a sign of inexperience, is it appropriate to have my goals be as simple as letting her know my name, why I introduced myself, what I want from the interaction to do with her, like, you know, essentially throwing my bit. Is that an appropriate goal?
No, you already lost. I don't fuck That's, women. I don't
would
women
you,
fuck
would
me.
You,
yeah. Go ahead,
if I tried to sell you a movie and all I gave you was the, not even the case for the DVD, but I gave you the the wrapper to the case, like the little thin film. But you bought that one.
You bought that, right?
Nah, I would not buy that.
You didn't buy that shit, bro.
Nah, man.
That girl talking about, listen, it's so much more to you. Why are you selling that short? Why are you selling the rapper? You're a fucking movie.
Yeah, man. You, what? Okay.
It's so much I can't even tell a woman when I get her. She going to have to see.
Oh, layers right. By layers.
She
layers.
Can't even. I couldn't even tell her. I couldn't even tell her the experience she's about to get.
Oh, damn!
I could warn her.
Right.
I use the word warn.
Yeah,
carefully.
Yeah. Define it 13. I call it. Yeah.
I could warn her.
Exactly.
She might not take it serious because she's used to guys faking and lying to her. So my warning sounds like I'm running game.
Yeah. You don't want a man like me. You better go now. I'm not the one.
Listen. I'm dead serious when I say warn. I just went through this with a girl. She told me how she feel when it's, and I rubbed it in her face, playing playfully. I said, I tried to warn you. probably a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Like, I tried to warn you. You thought I was playing when I said I was like this. And you know, I'm different. And I said, I'm different. She said, Like, how? Like, what do you mean? Now, next week, I ain't got to say this. And I wasn't even saying it to prove none. I was just letting her know this is me. I'm warning her. I try to warn her, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, call her. You sound like you have no experience with women, and you worship women. So why do you want to fuck them so bad? And again, I know it sounds crazy, no. But again, the level I'm on, I don't fuck them, dog. They want to fuck me. There's another side of the coin. You can't. Women do want to fuck people that they trust in the bedroom. So what is the purpose of the question?
My question, Steve, is what should be my goal? Like, I understand that I should be prizing myself because I'm a rare person to find, you know, and I get there. I'm going to get to that point by working on myself, right? I get that. What I'm asking is if that is not should not be my goal, right? Because that's the most common goal when you're inexperienced, right? Because you're worshiping women. What should be my goal?
You. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah. Listen. You're the only person in your life who can care about you like you.
That's it.
Do not put your life in somebody else's hands, bro. Mm-hmm. What should be my goal? You, like, bro, even if I gave you a goal, I don't care about you as much as you care about yourself. And I love my community. I love the people that come to me. But there's I would even say the same with my parents. They can't care about me as much as I can.
Yes.
They can't make choices from my state of mind because they're not me. They may do it from a place of love and safety and concern and security. But I don't want to be safe. I have to take risk. I take risk daily.
All the time.
So I can't think, you understand? We can't even think in the same state of mind, so we won't even come up with these same goals. Only you can do that, bro.
Yeah, call her. Also call her. What you have to see and what we're trying to tell you is, and I know it's hard to see right now because what we're saying is work on you and stay focused on you. But I promise you, when you're just about you, they're going to want to be about you. But if you're about them, they're not going to want to be about you. Then they're going to make it about them. And then they're going to have you. By your nose all over the place and stuff. I promise you. I'm sorry?
XP farming you. Like, just using you to, like give them attention.
I quit.
Basically, fill in their insecurities. Or, like, not like filling their insecurities, but, like, for example, like, what I heard from you, like, I was just watching your one of your previous videos, is if you're a surface dweller, right? If you're a surface dweller and you're approaching someone with from an insecure point, and they themselves, like, they'll run that back on you to use you to
Okay. Yeah. If Taekwondo in a surface dweller said hi, right? Because Taekwondo is all about Taekwondo. It's going to come off like, hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Right? It's that's going to come off, right? But because he's all about himself, but because you don't believe, not you, but that person who doesn't believe in itself, it's like throwing a paper ball at a building thinking you're going to knock it down. There's no penetration. There's no oomph behind what you're saying, and it's going to come off weird and creepy like you don't know what you're talking about because you don't believe in yourself. And this is where women got game here because they recognize you because they know so many of you doing the exact same thing. You put on this mask and pretend to be a man versus just being a man. And that's the problem. You got to learn game. You got to go underneath the surface. That's where you're going to hit and where it counts, not above the surface, T.
And a part of that self-doubt and a part of that I feel weird and creepy part is you ain't battle-tested. You don't even trust yourself enough to convince others.
Yes.
Enough to prove. Because listen, proving yourself to people is something that just happens. If they found out who I was, if they know who I am and they see me in battle, it's just going to happen naturally. I'm not even trying to do it for him. I'm just simply being me. That's, you know, all guys talking about these tests, these shit tests. And
oh, that's stupid.
I don't even think about it. No. She can test me all she wants.
Exactly.
Be my guest.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got other callers calling, but you good on that, sir?
Shit.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was really insightful.
Hey, great question, sir. Great questions. Okay. Shout out to Philly. All right. We'll throw you back in, man. Next up, 817, then 260. 817. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
What's up, Unc? What's up, Ty?
Hey, yo, what up?
I got the puzzle piece, and I've been working on it. And one thing I noticed is that it teaches me how to handle my stress a lot better and tap into my own self. And so,
communicate with yourself, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And that's very important because I didn't know how important it was to really trust your own judgment, you know? But my question was, what is one thing that I can kind of prepare for? Because I remember you telling me a little while ago that I was going to lose friends. I was going to lose, not be able to relate to family members and all that stuff. And I didn't see it whenever you told me, but as it started to happen, you know, I was able to remember what you said. So do you have any other advice?
I'm just saying to you, young man, that your journey and road is going to be different than ours, but it's going to kind of be in the same neighborhood. You're going to have guys that's going to smile in your face and try to stab you in the back. You're going to have guys that are going to smile in your face and sell you to their women and their wives. And unknowingly, those women are going to double back and try to get at you. And you'll be like, nah, I mean, you're going to lose friends over that. It's just your friends, your parents, like your mom. Like some of you guys have your mom right now. Dangling her love for you. You know, I took care of you and I fed you and you can't let me borrow some money. And then you let her borrow some money. And then all of a sudden she doesn't pay you back. Nah, motherfucker. I love you, mom. You'll pay me back. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that everything changes. Everything changes because people expect you to be kumbaya, poor me. The world is terrible. I need to take some medicine because I'm not. No, you're going to be an anomaly, and that's what you see right now. That's what draws women in. That's what draws people in because they're wondering, how is it in this world of chaos thing is so cool and calm with y'all? T, would say you, my brother.
I mean, exactly that. And you got to realize, bro, this is something that you have to stand on because it's who you are.
Yes.
And it's not even a choice.
No choice.
Like, I don't even see it as a choice. But, you know, what if she's crying and, you know, what if she starts begging and, you know, that's been my homie since third grade and, you know, I do things how I do things. I handle it how I handle it because at the end of the day, you'll look up like who really going to check on you, bro? Who really going, if you call them and ask them for the same thing, what you think they're going to say?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of excuses are they going to make?
Yep.
And then guess what? It don't even matter because you have to take care of you. Nobody out here genuinely tries to take care of you except for you, bro.
Yes.
Even if people look out for you, will show you favors, it's always self-preservation. People go in default on that. And I'm not saying that makes everybody selfish, but they take care of themselves as they should. It's just that I will not allow them to use me.
Yeah.
I will not be the stool, the stepping stool, the stone.
Yep.
I won't be that. So let them take care of themselves as they see fit. But when they come over here, it's a certain way I deal with things, a certain way I handle things.
Yes.
So, and you'll be surprised, bro, how slimy people really are, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll never forget when I found out dudes will bring you up to girls.
Oh, dog.
Knowing,
yeah, for real.
Knowing that, they, like, oh, my God. Like, and then she tell you anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a shocker, man. They're going to go up to you and be like, man, so tell us another story. Who'd you get this time? Oh, really? Then they're going to run back to another team and be like, man.
I told dudes that. That's what I told. Listen, I told them, listen, I had came up on so much game in high school. I started learning to let my reputation live for me.
Exactly.
I didn't even have to say things, open my mouth, answer questions, tell stories or nothing. People tried to create the story for me. Did he fuck her? Is that his girl? Is she the? Because I wouldn't even. They have no access to my information.
Right.
I don't run my mouth. I'm not allowed.
Keep business.
I'm not messy. I'm not sloppy. You won't catch me on Broad Street broadcasting. I did this. I did that. I'm gonna make you guess.
Business.
And even listen, I'm smart enough. No, you may try to tell me information so that I exchange some back. People do that all the time. They might not outright ask you and try to get your business. They may give up their business. And then hope it becomes a conversation where you're just telling each other about each other.
Yeah.
Oh, because you just so willingly trust me. I ain't that guy.
Remember, business stay off the street. That's part of the game. You're going to be around. You're just going to talk like in high school. Like, you know, you're just talking to a chick. And the rumor's already spreading that you're already fucking, that y'all are dating each other. And it's just how the life goes. But young man, we got to grab some other calls and stuff like that. But you good to go, brother?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Great call, man. Great call. Let's get to 260, then 631 next. 260, you're on, sir. What's your question? Then 631, then 702. What's up, 260?
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir. What's going on, brother? Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. How's your night doing?
How's your night doing? We're good. We're men. What's going on?
Pretty good, man. It's lovely today, you know. I have two quick questions, though. One is how to stay disciplined, you know. I'm starting a business, and I feel like people I surround myself isn't optimal for where I want to be in life. And sometimes I feel like I lose focus when I'm around them, and I don't like that feeling, you know. I don't like being, like, the feeling of being out of focus.
Let me ask you this. When you find yourself around them, did they kidnap you? Did they bust in your door and drag you down the steps and put your clothes on and just say, hey, we're going?
No.
Were you working on your business and they just swooped through your window and just
like Batman.
You out and just... how did you get there? How do you find yourself in a situation and then blame the situation?
Yeah, you made the choice, brother.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. I've been reflecting on it a lot recently, especially because I've been trying to improve myself. And I just want to stay more disciplined. And whenever I'm around them, I tend to lose focus. And I'm trying to think that I should just cut them off completely.
That you made the choice. See, this is...
Wait, listen to what you said, though. You think you should cut them off completely. You'll just find another situation that you can't say no to,
mm-hmm.
and that you don't have the discipline to resist, and you'll be in the same... Because, listen, you seeing it as this specific group of friends, this specific times when I hang out with them. This is a consistent flaw, bro. Because it could be a girl. A girl could be offering you some pussy, and every time she say, come over, you go. Every time she say, what are you doing tonight? You open your door. You can't say no. You can't say I'm working tonight. We're going to hang out this weekend. You can't say no. You can't say that to anybody, bro. You see what I'm saying? So don't, I'm going to just cut them off. And you're not even dealing with you can't even prevent the problem.
Yeah. And also, young man, when you are one with yourself, people know when to back the fuck off. They know if you doing some shit, and they really in your circle, and they know you well enough, they're going to know you busy, and they're going to kind of back up a little bit and not give you, not say, even there's a party going, and they ain't going to bother you because they know you dealing with what you're dealing with out of respect for you. It's all about respect. But it's not their fault. It's your fault. You haven't established any boundaries with anybody. You're like Taekwondo said. You just say, hey, here's the door. Call. Hey, I'm supposed to be doing this. But, hey, guys, y'all got something. Y'all come on and bug me and shit, and I'm probably going to go. And shit. It's not your friends. You're trying to see what y'all do is y'all try to blame everybody else. Remember, you're looking out of the window versus looking in the mirror. You're looking at everybody else. You want to blame everybody else. It's my friends. It's the dog. It's the cat. It's Bigfoot. It's Loch Ness Monster. But you've never said it's me. You never said at the core of all this, it's me making the decision. And that's what we're trying to get you to see. You make the decision.
Reflect on as well.
It's like using social media too much. And then, you know, you like, oh, I'm a delete every app because I can't stop opening the app.
You're going to wait for a new one to come out.
Yeah, you're going to just find another app, bro. That's how it works.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So you got it, but it's not important enough to you to do that. It's got to be important. When it's important to you, you want to be left alone. If I'm in a studio and stuff, and I'm working on some tracks and stuff like that, if the light is on, you better not bother me. Don't. I don't care who you are. Hey, if a monster's coming, let him come. Don't bother me. And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So. Okay. Yeah. Friends, I know you. I got friends that let's say they have a move. They know not to call me. They already know I'm gonna choose. I'm working. They already know I'm gonna keep working.
Yeah.
Or I might already have a plan for the night.
Yeah.
So they call. They have to call. They have to call their other friends who they know when they ask them, yo, what are we doing tonight? Shit, I don't know. What are we on, bro? Oh, we are here. they know who they can call and who they cannot call. And if you're the person that they call the moves, they know you're free.
they asked me to hang out today with them, and I told them no because I had to go go knock on doors to get my business name out there. So, you know, I think I'm thinking taking steps towards, like, being more focused and –
You just gotta do better time management
and being more in tune to where I want to be in life, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, we got some other calls to grab. So you good to go, brother?
I have one more question. It's just a quick one. I've been reading books lately, and you know, I would love to hear about any books you guys recommend, like spiritually, business wise, anything.
Well, for me, the first book I want you to read above all other books is The Book on You. I want you to read that book first. I want that to be the number one book you read on you, on your values, laws, rules, and codes, and how you operate. And after you read that book, read whatever you want. As long as you make that book first.
The Book on You. Okay.
Book on You. The one that you got to create here. All right?
All right.
And you movie out of it, a DVD with the rapper on it to you. I mean, you do all that. Yeah.
Simple as that, man. Okay. I mean, I do have a book list on my link tree, but the point, you know, Steve is making is that you're going to go to all these different books and read them for all these answers and things like that, but you don't know nothing about yourself. So as you're reading this author who's also human like you,
exactly.
You think that they're like a god or something.
Yes.
And now it's like, You're looking in them for yourself.
Yes.
But you don't even know it because you think, oh, I'm just reading because I'm learning something. No, you're looking in them for yourself.
Yes. Yes.
All right. But, why do I feel like I think deeply and like more precisely, you know, like in my head whenever I smoke tree, like weed, I don't think it's the best, but I feel deeply.
You know, I can't understand your surface dwelling thinking, but I can tell you about the high that I have of my weed mentally, my cocaine mentally, my crack rock of me mentally, and the fentanyl of me mentally. I get high off of my drug all the time. I get high off of me. I don't need a plant. I got me every day to look at to get high off. And I smoke, snort. I take the mushroom of me. I even heat me up in liquid form and shoot it in my veins. I'm always high on me. I made it all about me. I grew the plants in my mind. I got a little section in the corner of my mind where I got my drug lab, and all they do is process my drug to make it good, to put it in my culinary school. I always sample my drug. I know you ain't supposed to do that, but hey, I'm just hooked on my drug so much. I got to sample it.
And this is what people don't understand, Steve. They'll ask questions like, are you always like this? Or just, I can't help it.
I can't help it, man.
I can't not be like this. Not that I turn the camera on and then I'm just this. And over here, I'm not like the camera ain't got nothing. The camera just so happens to be on.
Yes.
I'm the same way on camera, off camera. I got family who watch my stuff.
All day.
This is me. I'm always like this. I'm always thinking deep. I can't not. I can't live on this.
Yes.
I can't not think like this. Yes. Should have even girls over my crib, and let's say we watch something together. And I remember telling God, listen, I'm going to give you the remote. Because if we watch what I watch all the time, your brain might hurt. Your head might hurt. I'm going to let you pick something. You could turn down. You was turning on some bullshit because I know your head probably about to explode watching my shit. But I could do this all day.
See, you know what?
I could do this all day.
See, you know my only problem I have with I do that too. My only problem is when I let her watch the remote control, I'm like, man, that dude ain't got no game. And look at him caking that woman over there. They get mad. Like, can we just watch the show? I can't watch this cupcake ass. Well, Lori, is it okay if we go out Saturday?
Yo, I was out there sitting with this girl. And she's like, are you falling asleep? I was like, I can't believe this shit's so long.
I feel, man. For real, man.
Yo.
Oh, shit. Yeah, all right. Hey, 267, we got to throw you back in, guy. We got 702, then 703, and then 718 in that order. No, all right, 702. Yeah, 702, man. What's your question, man? What's up, man?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question, brother?
All right, I just need some advice. I really struggle with, like, anxiety and overthinking, and I would really appreciate some advice.
Give us an example.
Whenever I go out into, like, a social situation, man, especially around women, I tend to overthink the situation, like, the way I appear or the way I'm sounding and all that.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm just, what are you supposed to do?
Be myself. That's what I should be. But in my head, I can't
see what you think. That's how you act.
Mm.
What are you saying is, what are you supposed to do and what are you supposed to look like?
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do?
If you really aligned with that answer, if I'm supposed to be myself, then you will be in those settings as you are in the bathroom alone, as you are when you're asleep.
Yes.
As you are when you brush your teeth, drinking water. You're always yourself. So who do you think you're supposed to be when you go in these settings to where you start choking up and you start feeling all this adrenaline and pressure because you think your body is about to do something it is not ready to or is not usually do?
Usually I just think I have to be this perfect-ass motherfucker, but I'm not that.
Hey, now we're getting into it.
Yeah.
This perfect-ass motherfucker, and then you said you're not that, right?
Right.
Why aren't you that? Why aren't you enough?
Why am I not enough? I feel because I'm not what
society wants you to be
digging for. Like what? I don't feel like I fall into that.
Let him draw it out. We gotta draw it out. You are not what chicks are looking for. Okay.
Yeah.
Could
I feel
you
like I'm not that.
Doesn't know exist. Hold on.
Yeah.
If you're not what she's looking for, listen, if I'm looking for, right, listen, let me tell you this. Let me give you a deep metaphor. If I've been riding horses my entire life and a fucking Corvette zooms past me, but I didn't even know cars existed, do you think, how long do you think I'm going to stay on that horse before I want a car?
Not months, real quick.
Not long. You got to know, the men that approach her daily are horses. You're a fucking Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even know Corvettes exist. You might not be her type. She might want pants sag. She might have a certain type of guy in her mind and then meet you and say, what the fuck is that?
Yes.
I can't even wrap my head around this guy. There's no defense for me when I meet a woman. There's no defense. She can't even prepare herself for the way she's about to feel.
Mm-hmm.
She can't slow it down. She can't resist it. All she's going to know is the aftermath. You know, I just love talking to you, and I just miss you for some reason, and I just wish we could just... That's what's going to happen.
You do understand you're an alien on this planet, right? You're the only one of you, right? You do understand that, caller, right? There's no one like you. Based off your fingerprint, you are the only one of your kind. You are the only one of your kind. So I ask you this. Tell me the thought and the change that you have to think about when you walk out your door and you see a bird flying in the sky. Do you have to change and adjust for the bird? Or if you see some clouds, guy, do you have to change and adjust for the clouds?
Hell no.
What about the tree? There's a leaf. Oh, there's a leaf that just fell from the tree. Do you have to change and adjust to that?
No, bro. No.
Well, I know it sounds crazy. So when you see a woman, why do you feel that you got to change and adjust to her? What is so beautiful about her that you don't see in yourself?
Well, when I realize it now with these, the way you're putting it, nothing.
Ah, right. So because you're not a – I mean, listen, if you can read minds, I need to know where you live so we can bring you to the science lab because I want to know how to read minds like you because it's amazing how you guys can just read a woman's mind and think that I'm not the guy for her. You don't know what you – guys, a woman cannot help her genetics, okay? Please understand this, young man. She cannot help how she looks. But just because she looks a certain way doesn't mean she has a different personality. There are geek, cosplay, nerdy girls, Dungeons and Dragons, chess club, and they all look beautiful. But they have a different personality. So you can't judge a woman just because she looks good that I'm not the guy for her. She'll never date a guy like me. She'll date a guy with muscles and a guy with this and all this other stuff. We got it. Like T was saying, if you think more like the Corvette than think about the horses, you can
ride horses. I'm going to slow down. Imagine you're a Corvette. She rides horses. So I'm going to go at the speed the horses go at. I'm going to slow down and I'm going to turn on neigh and click sounds in my car so that I sound like a horse and everything but be the Corvette.
I
got
to be a Corvette.
There you go. Yes. That it's not complicated. Listen, stop worrying about everybody else. That's why we say focus on you. Hey, look, don't just be the Corvette. Build the Corvette. Don't just build the Corvette. Know the parts of the Corvette that you can take out and take in. Go deep. Don't just listen. Yes, I want you to be the Corvette, but why don't you build the Corvette? Or matter of fact, in your mind, why don't you create a store of different Corvettes? Because, dog, you can be the black one today. You can be the white Corvette.
And
you
guess
can be
what?
Yes.
When she sees these levels, dog.
It's a wrap.
You understand what that does to a woman? This is the thing, though. They have no defense for this because the 99% of the men they involve are going to try to be smooth.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to be charming. He don't even understand the levels of himself or the interaction and the levels he could take her to.
Yes.
So me and a different guy can mess with that same girl and get a totally different woman out of the same person.
Yes. By the levels. Yes.
She don't even know. I say this to women all the time. I have to introduce you to yourself.
Yeah, all the time.
And that might fly over her head.
Yes, it does.
Until she really sees to mess with me. I have to introduce her to herself.
That she's never met before. She's never
even She don't even know herself.
Mm-mm, they don't.
And if you want to, and if let's say this is flying over your heads, let's take one category. Sexually.
Ooh.
Her fantasies, her desire. Her life has been so in the lines with you. Oh, she's doggy style, and she's going to bend over. She don't even know her own exploration, her own desires, her own limits, her own feelings. I have to introduce her to herself.
T, I got to show you this. I got to show you this right quick, dog.
Don't even know, bro. They
don't even know. They don't even know the breakdown of the body, the breakdown of just her leg, or even AT, the breakdown of her foot. They don't even see how deep we can. They don't know. They don't know. All they know is,
listen,
can we go Netflix and chill? Can I put the tip in?
Listen, I told these guys. Listen, if you have to talk about sex to make her think about sex, you ain't him. You ain't Timothy Chalamet. You ain't him, Jung-un. If you have to touch her in order for her to be wet, you ain't him. I might fuck, I might walk in the room. She might hear I'm going to be there.
And be there, yes.
And be wet.
Yes.
Is Ty coming? Where's Ty at? I walk through the door and she's nervous now. She smiles.
Yeah, no, that's real. Hey, caller, listen, we got to grab some other calls, but caller, what we're saying is that once you understand you're the Corvette, you'll be able to break the Corvette down and you will be the mechanic. You can be the mechanic. That's how deep it is. It's not just the car. It's the mechanic. It's how you market the Corvette. It's how you get and talk about what things we're going to add in the Corvette. And this is just one Corvette of million Corvettes. We can put a sound system in that one. We can put a convertible in that one. But it's still a Corvette.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's how deep it is. But you know the key thing is, did we say anything about women? Did we say anything about women?
I'm sorry?
Did we say anything about women just now? Or did we, were we just talking about us?
No, we're just talking about the Corvette that I'm going to build up right now.
Exactly that. I'm going to meet her, introduce her to herself. This is not something I'm doing for her. This is just what I do.
That's what you do.
This is just who I am. This is the energy I carry.
For real. Hey, man, I just, y'all just made me realize that I was a little pony, bro, just following the herd, bro. And now I'm going to
stop that.
Beautiful motherfucking Corvette.
It's your Corvette, brother. Hey, create your Corvette dealership. And when you call us next week, I want to know more about that dealership, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to zoom, 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 boom, boom, baby. All
right. Fuck some expectations. She might even, she might hear certain things about me, right? Oh, he's from Philly. He's this age. He's this height. He's this, and her expectations are here.
Mm-hmm.
She still won't be prepared for what she's going to
she
be.
She ain't ready. They're not ready.
Even with, even the categories that I fit in, based on my race, based on where I'm from, based on my age, based on what I do, she's still not ready for me.
Yeah.
She's still not ready for the layers.
1,000% right. All right, 702, we'll throw you back in. Good call, brother. 703, you're up. Then 718-703. What's your question, brother? What you got, brother?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Y'all game? All right. I'm here. What's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
Vibes like game.
Chilling.
All right, so my question is, from experience, I know y'all have, like, a couple experiences, and I'm about to graduate, right? So I'm trying to get, like, some information on, like, what do I got to get prepared for? Like, when I move up in life.
Well, you gotta get prepared that the world doesn't give a fuck about you, young man. And everything your parents probably shielded you from. Hey, listen, if you don't understand this, the world, time, and the game don't care about none of us. Okay, I'm just letting you know right now. So don't expect them to bend their will and try to coddle you, because you're not going to be coddled. When you step on that world, it's a very competitive world out there, but you can win in that world, okay? You just got to listen. One thing I did when I got out there, man, and listen, I was making $4.35 at Kids Kingdom. It was like a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese, T. Don't judge me, shit. But you know what I did? I took one check, and I put that motherfucker in the bank. And then whatever I had in my second check, not only did I have to pay my bills, that was my entertainment, that was everything, is I was saving my money. I'm always, because, you know, my favorite, like, character of all time is Scrooge, because he's like a straight-up asshole. So I always learn. I always want to get my pennies. I want to save my motherfucking money. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I don't want to keep up with the Joneses. I'm not going to go buy some $200 pair of jeans just because some woman thinks that's sex. I ain't doing that. I will shop that is economically me. I ate ramen noodles, hamburger helper, cereal, and TV dinners. That was my thing. Now the chicks, you know, they would buy me shit, but that's a whole different thing. But for me, you got to save for yourself. Don't spend to, don't worry about that bling. Don't try to show off and try to show out. That's where you fail, because everybody around you is going to want to do that. They want to, now again, in high school, I understand you want a flashy car, a little bass, some spinners maybe, but you're not in high school anymore. You're into the real world. It's time to manage your money. Like D's probably going to tell you, stocks, bonds, nest eggs, mutual funds, all these things. You want to flip the dollar. You know what I mean? But T would say you, my brother.
I mean, like I said, it's all about having your blueprint.
Yes.
And then not looking at other people to say, hey, is this door too small? Is this window in the right place? No, you have your blueprint. You don't ask questions. This is what I'm on. This is who I am.
Yes.
This is what I do. And I accept myself for who I am.
Yes.
And I love who I am, actually, because I put this blueprint together. Hey, look at this part to the Corvette. Look at this wheel. Look how the rim. Look at the type of rim I have. Even look at the hood. The hood, you know, it traps air. I mean, you know, it lets air go through, so it runs faster. Look at this part of the engine. It gives me more horsepower. This, when you are in love with this, and you trust that, bro. It's the foundation of self. It's the ground that you stand on. It's you.
Yes.
And guess what? A part of that might look ugly from the eyes of who? The world, not you, because you know why you're doing it. So let's say you're driving a piece of shit car, right? And you're driving that shit. You got to drive it for a year or two. blah, 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 because you know you're saving and it makes sense. You cutting back on that. I mean, Grant Cardone said that people like to call him a scammer or whatever, but he made a point about how he had $1 million in his bank account telling people he was broke, eating bullshit. I mean, now he's worth such and such hundreds of million dollars, but he had to stay on his blueprint.
Yes.
You might make because you might get off your blueprint, make a hasty decision, and that shit only hurts you. And guess what? Nobody going to be there to save you from the damage.
Right.
They're going to be too busy still trying to what? Impress others and save themselves from their own damage that they've done. It's a cycle, bro. When you going to get out the loop?
Yeah. Like if you spend $100K and you're used to living on $50K, you're going to spend $100K.
My taxes coming. I'm going to buy this bag.
Yeah.
Why you don't want to position yourself to buy that bag in any month, any week, any day? Yeah. I can go to the Louis store.
Yes.
Guess what? At one point, I couldn't even think about it. I wanted to work there, probably. That's the best I could do.
Right.
But so what? It was all a part of the blueprint. I remember just going to websites and looking at certain items, certain, damn, I want this and I want that. And now I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I thought about buying shit the most when I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, that is definitely.
Where was my head at? Bro, you understand? Where was my head at? You got to know where your head is at, bro, and you can catch yourself. Change the blueprint. Erase. Take that eraser. Fix that window. Yeah, fix that door. Draw. Repaint the map, bro.
Stop buying for people. Don't buy for people. Don't buy to impress. I'm telling you, fuck that. I'm impressive enough. Stop. Hey, listen. I saw a photo of Bill Gates at a burger stand dressed down. Look, you don't have – listen, this is what people don't understand. You don't have to dress up to get women. And when you don't, and when women see how you're living, because you're fine with what you're living like. I remember I had a guy the other day that was saying that, you know, he was ashamed that he was walking into an empty apartment. And I said, no, you don't be ashamed. That apartment is beautiful. As you're in a beautiful apartment. He's like, but I need furniture. No, you don't need the furniture, because the furniture doesn't make the apartment beautiful. You make the motherfucker beautiful. And as we're trying to tell you, keep it about what you want to do. And if people want to laugh at you and judge you and say, look at you broke. Why don't you get that new? Nah, fuck them. Never try to impress anybody but yourself.
You know why, bro? Because if it were up to them, you'd be on your knees.
Yes.
You wouldn't be in the king's chair. So if you let them decide and you let them talk and you'd be on your fucking knees.
Yes. Yes.
You wouldn't be on above them. You wouldn't be comfortable in living. You'd be on your knees.
We don't want you there, okay? So we got to grab some other calls, but we don't want you there, okay? So don't go there, okay? All right?
Yeah.
So stay up.
Good.
All right, no, you're good, young man.
Dojo, man. All
right, Dojo, baby. All right, let's go to 718-646 after that. 718, what's your question, brother? What's up? 718, hello.
His volume is up.
Yes. What's going on, brother? What's going on, brother?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, what's good? What's going on, gang?
Yeah, what's good? What's your question, brother?
Honestly, I just want y'all perspective on this shit, right? So, let me start from the beginning. Y'all get me?
No, we go ahead. Go ahead. What's your question? Go ahead. What's up?
All right, cool. So, I was in college, right? Back when I was in college, I'm not going to lie, I was getting girls or whatever. But mind you, I had no game, so this shit was straight luck, feel me?
So yeah, but you don't have any game right now, so. You don't have no game right now, so.
Steve, let him go.
I'll let him finish. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You don't know what I got, bro. Stop.
No, it's good. And even if you did or did not, bro, you know yourself, man.
Yeah, caller. Caller, there's no reason
to
get mad. Right. Caller, there's no reason to get mad. You're calling us, asking us a question. We're just trying to stop you from talking because we have a lot of other people on the line, so we need you to get to your question, sir. So what is your question?
I'm just from New York, bro. It's the aggression behind it for me. But anyway,
I get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do, man.
Yeah, so for me, boom. Started watching Todd, all that shit, learned the game, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. I got to level up myself, work on me, for me. Got my business started, working out, mindset straight, all that.
Good. Okay, what's
so
your question, sir?
So I started fucking with a girl, whatever. You mm-hmm. for me? I ain't realized how much insecurities I had. So I was bringing that shit. A relationship type shit, right? So the way this shit was going, I low-key felt like she was using me and shit. I was basically playing myself, and I understand that shit, right? I was letting her get away with shit that shouldn't even be happening. But I noticed that, so I leveled myself up, started getting new boundaries and all that. So as I started getting new boundaries, I noticed that.
What happened? With the same girl.
You said with the same girl, yeah. Some people say I shouldn't even be fucking with her because of the fact that she took advantage when I didn't have my boundaries. But I feel like at the end of the day, as a man, I'm responsible for what happened. So I feel like I could somebody switch the dynamics and shit. And it might take some time, but you feel me? So we kept going, whatever, ups and downs, all that shit.
Hey, call it,
let me change this perspective real quick. I think I feel like I know what you need to hear. It's not your job to change her. It's your job to change you. Look in the mirror, fix you. If the change you did to yourself changes her, then so be it. But there's nothing to explain to her. It's nothing to coach or direct or in how to treat you. So this is not something you do and grab her head and turn. Because you know what you could be doing? Getting the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Learning more about yourself. Building an empire. You don't have time.
Really basic.
You know, on the right page. Because guess what? Well, one girl won't, another bitch will.
Right. Call her. Cancer is cancer, right? Cancer is cancer, right? Virus is a virus, right? Can you ever change a virus being a good virus?
Oh, sir.
Okay. So if a woman this is why I was saying you don't have game, and I was trying to explain to you, young man, is game is all about certain types of boundaries of respect. If you can't respect me when I'm down, you can't respect me when I'm up. And what you're doing is you're rewarding bad behavior with someone that really doesn't even care about you. She doesn't really give a fuck about you. But yet you want to hang or keep her hanging around. You got to cut the cancer. I'm sorry. Look, being a man, you got to make sacrifices. You got to let people go. So I want you to tell me something. I'm going to ask you two questions, okay? All right, ready? Question number one. All right, question number one. What is 2 + 2?
4.5. No, 4. Right. Come on, continue.
Okay. You answered that in like three seconds. I don't know if you've been to math class, but that's cool. Now, with that being said, you want to joke? Let's joke. Okay, now, here's the next one. What's so special about that woman?
Honestly, she don't really bring much to the table. It's just the heart.
Well, then there you have it. Kick her the fuck out of your life. There you go. There's your answer. That's it. That's how easy game is.
Let me tell you this. Are you in a position to feed the table?
You said what?
If she ain't bringing nothing to the table, I guarantee you something. She going to grab a fork and a plate.
She ain't going to do that.
Are you her Thanksgiving? And if so, why your mom ain't getting the plate first? Why your grandma ain't getting your plate? Your siblings, your brothers, your family. You know what I'm saying? So she has to fight for her plate, bro. Listen, even if you're a position to serve plates, if not, she got to bring food. She got to bring her own bottle. She got to bring her own something.
I see what you're saying.
If not earn it, am I even in a position to where I'm raising children?
He's got her around, though. How long has he had her around for?
You see what I'm saying?
How long has she been around?
It's been like 5-6 months.
What a shame.
It ain't that OD long.
It's 4 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days, and 23 hours and 59 minutes long. That's how long it is. You're wasting your time. Listen. See, people, I know a lot of young men have ego and self-importance where they think they know stuff and they think they have game. But sometimes when you think you have game and women have game, they know how to run game on you. So she's been running game on you for like 5 months and you've been oblivious to it.
And guess what? Once she realized she can't do that no more, because if you really changed how you changed, you know what I'm saying? It's not even you don't even have to block the shot. She just can't even shoot on you. She can't shoot at your court. Yep. She can't even finesse or do it all the little. You're just because you won't move.
Yes, sir.
I won't move. Now, let me finish what I was explaining, right? So So
right,
after,
but listen,
so,
this is important.
So,
once she realizes she can't do what she used to do and finesse how she used to finesse, she's either going to what? Get with the program.
Or that's it.
Or bend you until you break.
That's it. Nothing else to explain. That's it. That's it, brother. That's how easy the game is. I didn't explain anything. It's just what it is, all right? All right, so you good to go, my brother?
My last point of course, though.
You got another
one more thing.
All right, question? Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, so boom, I'll send the boundaries and all that shit. And it seemed like she's still with it. You feel me? The attraction's still up there. She said she's okay with it.
Attraction.
I just wanted to
respect and submission. Her actions.
Jesus.
We're talking about attraction.
Action.
Listen, I would be attracted to me if I wasn't me. I was attracted to me. She's supposed to be attracted, bro. You listen.
Hold on. I'm on the phone.
No, he's attracted. I think he's attracted. I think he's in his field.
I listen. I wouldn't even be.
Oh,
my phone's attracted to me.
Yeah.
I see what you said. I feel like she, because the attraction is. She's supposed to be attracted.
Yeah.
Shit, do you look good? Do you smell good? Are you a catch? If the answer is yes, the attraction is a bare minimum.
But see, you're not. But
okay.
Again, you're hearing what we're saying, but you're not listening. Because if you were listening to what we were saying, you wouldn't have asked that second question. We told you what you need to do. You just got to realize your value. You just don't have any self-worth right now. You kind of hate yourself right now because you're allowing this person in your kingdom walking in with muddy feet, putting her feet up on your furniture, and you ain't doing nothing about it, dog.
And I ain't gonna lie, bro, because what revealed that is the fact that you said she's still attracted.
That's my whole point. I said, yeah,
but
no game.
Listen, bro, she should even be more attracted that you can finally put your foot down now and you just a changed man that she can't use and just play with you. And she should be even more attracted. So that's the given. You know, in math, you have the given. As soon as you put the given to the side, now you can get your answer. You can get the solution to the problem. So the givens is the attraction. The givens is, it should even be a given that she respects you. But obviously this relationship is different. You know, she didn't respect you before and she was able to finesse you and stomp her foot on the carpet. She ain't take her shoes off at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't make her take her shoes off at the door. She just walked in and just put her feet on the couch. And you see what I'm saying? So the respect should already be there.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I would just drop it, bro.
Yeah, I tell you, I told you somewhere you have no game from the beginning. You got mad at me, but I'm telling you, this is love. If I can recognize you ain't got no game, what do you think she recognizes? Because they can see surface dwellers just like we can see. We can see it. So you just got to nut the fuck up, okay? We got other
calls.
Hold on,
let me ask you, what's a surface dweller?
Well, a surface dweller is somebody that looks outside of himself for all the answers versus working on the inside of himself. You're just an average guy doing everything. So, and that's why you're in the situation you're in, because she sees you as average, because that's how surface dwellers are. They're all average. Okay? Yeah, it's all love, though. All right, bro, we'll throw you back in. Eric, code 23.
Man, bro, you got this shit, man. Tee up, gang.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, 239.
Tighten up, man.
Yeah, 239 and 484. 239, what you got, brother? What's up?
Hey, I just want to have I had another question. Hello?
Man, what is your question, sir? What is your question? How can we help you?
So, I just wanted to know, like, how to, you know, grow personality out by, like, asking the right questions.
Asking what right there?
Like,
sir. Okay, I don't know if you're in a bathroom or underwater, but can you please come to the phone because we can't understand what you're saying. Come to your phone. Yeah, put your mouth to the thing. Yeah, there you go. Now talk.
Because I'm a youngin' and I don't know better. So, like, I just wanted to know, like how to like, bring a personality out and, like, ask her the right questions so, like, she can be, like, more interesting to, like, me.
All right, call her. Do you understand? I need you to understand this. Do you understand that the average woman hears every day, all day, every hour of the day, the same boring ass questions. Men don't ask questions. We talk. We don't. I don't care about what school she went to or what is her hopes and dreams. I'm the guy she wants, so I'm not going to ask her what she's looking for because I know I'm that guy. But you want to interview her because in your mind you're thinking that if I ask her a question, she's going to think I'm interested in her because I'm asking about her. Dude, don't do that shit. T, would say you, man.
And even still, the question might be the jab to the right hook. The question, it might be me poking the bear. It might be me saying, can she handle what she's about to get? I already have the answer. I already know where I'm going. The question is the bait.
Because with Ty,
question, she's like, oh, my God, this guy is just so...
She's so amazing.
You have to know where you're taking it, bro.
Yeah, where are you leading her?
Because, with Ty, it's like, I watch him a lot. So, it's like, with him, it's like how he interacts with girls. It's like, with him, it's like
even if it's the question, watch her face when I ask them the questions. They never just go, oh, I like pizza. When I say something to them, watch their visual response. They have to catch their breath probably. She got to look to the side. She got to, they are never prepared. Pay attention.
Yes. Caller, I think one thing you're missing is that, okay, you're watching what's going on, but you're not really watching what's actually going on. The woman is more intimidated because she knows she can't move him off his square. She knows there's nothing. She knows her looks aren't doing it. She knows her body isn't doing it. So she's saying, my God, who is this guy? Why is this guy? How does he think? Why does he think? Oh, my God, what do I got to be for him? Look, there's things going on in between what you're seeing.
Listen, they should go see that B-Lou E-Date. I was messing with that girl, and I wanted to rub it in her face. I was like, yeah, listen, guys got up on here and told you to show up your body. I said, if I wanted to see your body, I'd just tell you to come slide. She was like, do you want to see my body? And what did I tell her? I didn't say yes. Oh, my God, I was waiting. I said, go ahead.
Yep.
That's what you want to do. Go ahead. And what did she do? Fixed the camera, propped it up, spun around, tried to show it up. Food in my hands.
Yeah, caller, you're not seeing Taekwondo at his core. This is the core of him. This is who he is. This is what a lot of y'all guys do. You may see, like, I won't say LeBron, Michael Jordan. I say for y'all young ones, y'all see LeBron James, right? So, or I say Kobe because I don't like LeBron. So you used to see Kobe doing all these amazing things, right? But you don't see the work Kobe put in on the back end. You just see an end result of something, and you want to be the end result. But the question is, are you willing to do the work that this young man over here is doing to be the baddest motherfucker he is to himself? Caller?
I heard you. I was just thinking.
Well, you got to hurry up and think because we got other calls to grab before we wrap up. So if you can think a little bit faster, please.
No. It was just like,
I mean, a lot of y'all guys is looking at is fighting for a way in versus welcome to the dojo.
Yes.
Sending her to Dooney Van on a one-way. It's where I take her. It's where she comes.
Yes. Yes.
It's not, please let me in and just a chance. I can't stand the words they all use. I get a chance. A chance at what? what are we talking about? A chance for her to let you be the guy that she opens her legs to?
Oof.
You don't even know what it's like for her to say, for her to give it to you, for her to offer it to you, for her to beg for you to take it.
See,
for her to beg to fight for a chance
to give
it to you.
Exactly. And they fight. Oh, boy.
You still on your knees hoping that she says yes. Have you ever been in a position to be the guy?
No.
Or how do you want it?
No.
But you didn't even know she could, that same girl who has 10 millions of guys fighting for her all day. Because listen, I'm not just talking about women who are desperate or just, she becomes that. I made her that way.
Yes.
Even if she got 10 million guys fighting and begging for her or complimenting her all day, or she's a bad bitch and she knows she's a 10, she can still be the one who acts like that. Yes. And she will.
Oh, she will. And I know it's weird because you think that you don't have a chance, but remember, you're too busy either trying to fit out of the box or trying to fit in the box versus just be the box. And once you realize that you can be the box, you change everything up because she's not used to the box. She's used to everybody trying to pretend, backdoor, walk on eggshells, but she doesn't know the man that knows himself.
And she won't even be ready.
She ain't even ready for you, dog. I mean,
they fold bad. It's I used to call it like you almost like you got to break her in, kind of like she has to be like once she come in with all these bad habits, you know, she don't even take off her shoes at the door, and she, her elbows on the table when she eats, she's smacking when she chew, and she come over here. She gotta close her mouth when she's gotta go up at the door. Like, she not even ready.
Yeah.
The world she live in.
Man,
with the
yes.
surface dwellers, and they just.
Yeah.
Yes. Bro, I'm telling y'all, it's a beautiful side of success. Bro.
It's so, it got.
You don't have to struggle. You don't have to beg.
Never. It's beautiful. It's so
be
beautiful.
Nervous and, yeah.
It's so beautiful. You'll see beautiful women. You're like, I don't even feel like it. I don't even feel like entertaining you right now because I know if I start talking to you, you're going to just give it to me. It's something, guys, I'm telling you,
Steve,
you're going to be trying to push him away. You're not going to want them. You'll be pushing him away.
Listen, Steve, I talked to him all this. I said this before. I don't get a chance to say it a lot, but I'll be like, listen, we're still on the level of you're struggling to get them. It's a whole nother game.
Oh, my God.
On managing them.
Yes.
Dealing with them.
Yes.
Teasing. Listen, suffering from success, we still on the how do I get them, what do I say,
yes.
We didn't even get to the other side of the game.
Yes.
It's fun.
Yes, man.
You got,
that point, you got to manage the roster. It's like, all right, okay. You got to tell your boys, man, hold on, man. I got to figure this out because five of them want to see you. Three of them are crying. Two of them are jealous. One wants to know what they did wrong and what they can do right. How can I fix it? Why aren't you calling me? Is it that other bitch? And I mean, guys, you just don't see. I promise you. Okay, we got to grab other calls, caller. But I'm just saying that when you're on the other side, dog, it's beautiful. It just the more you're into yourself, the more they come. And I know you don't see that right now, but you just got to keep going towards
that. You
know
it's possible.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
God,
just wait. You'll never go back.
Yeah, it's just not even fair. All right, last row. We got, oh, God, let me hear him run through these. 484, what you got? 757 after that. 484, what's up, brother?
Steve, what's going on? Todd, what's popping?
Yo, what up? What's good?
Good game. What's the vibes like?
The vibes is on 100. You know that. I just wanted to say, Steve, I remember you. Remember me from the summertime. This birthday boy. Remember you helped me get some yams.
No, I don't remember you. What's up, brother? What's your question? What's
Steve
up,
out here doing his dog question, man. What's good, man?
What's up, brother?
Yeah. Matter of fact, Steve, this is what happened, right? I called in and you made me call it.
What's your question though?
Because I was just trying to give you. I was just trying to give you props.
You know,
I appreciate it. No, I'm saying, I mean, we got time. But I'm just saying that we got a row of callers waiting. That
my bad, Steve. I've been watching you for years. I've been watching Todd for months, and this is good to have y'all together. But this is my question right here. I'm gonna get to it. It's my question. So it was this chick that I was talking to or whatever, and I had went out with her, and we was vibing. We was talking, sending pictures, had her sending nudes and all of that. So the second time we tried to go out, it was a date for like 7 o'clock. So then I hit her up that day and she told me like she had booked a date with her, or just booked to meet with her friend at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, nah, like that's not going down. So she was like, well, we can either reschedule or like, she's like, what's the issue? And I was telling her like,
Dog, please stop. You're killing me, dog.
Go ahead.
Finish.
I love a good story.
Yeah, I know. All right, we got time. All right. Ty said we got time, so go ahead and tell the story, man.
Listen, Steve, we got time tonight, Steve. We got time.
Yeah, go ahead. So then what happened?
I'm from Philly. I'm from West Philly, where Ty's from. I don't know him personally, but I
know who else I can hear.
I'm from the DMV, so I'm your next door neighbor. I'm your next door neighbor, so go ahead. What's up, though? So then what happened?
All right, so listen. So my thing is, like I said, she booked with her friend for the 10 o'clock. Now, mind you, we was going to go to an art gallery at 7. And then we was going to go out to eat. But like I told her, I'm like, I don't like rushing. You feel me? Like, what if I want to grab another drink? And no, we got to leave because you got to meet with your friend. Like, I'm not really feeling that. And then I'm the type of person where I'm going to just keep the vibe going. So what if we go to Cheesecake Factory and just grab a cheesecake or something? Like, I can't do that now. So she wasn't feeling that.
You know your program. You know what you need space and time for. And then she, right?
Exactly. So I just wanted y'all opinion on that because some people was just like, you should have, like my one homie was saying, just let her go out with a girlfriend. She was still new.
So what happened though? What was the conclusion? You told her how you carry it and what your plan is and your blueprint is. And then she said, well, I have the meeting at 10 and then we can. So what was what concluded though? What happened from it? Like,
the way it concluded, she had sent me a text message. So we got off the phone. And I tried to call her back, and I'm like, all right, she must have jumped on the phone with her girlfriend. She's one of them people who can't think for themselves, so she needs somebody else to, like, mitigate what's going on. So I'm like, all right, she probably jumped on the phone with her girlfriend or whatever. So then she wound up texting me like, yeah, I'm not really trying to be out with you for the wee hours of the morning.
Okay. Can you tell me and Uncle Ty why you lost? You don't even see.
I'll tell you exactly why I lost.
Yo, let's go.
I'll tell you why I lost.
Where'd you lost? Where'd you lose it?
I'll tell you why I lost. I was trying to hit a back-to-back because the night before I had got some new. I was riding off of that wave.
No, because if you was fucking her right, she'd be beating down your door and saying, I got something at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Once I'm done at 10 o'clock, I'm going to come over there and get some of that.
No, Steve, it was another girl.
I should be free.
Can we do
No,
we ain't got to go to the art gallery. Can I just come over?
Right, but T, I'm going to show him where he fucked up. Hold on, Carl. I'm going to tell you where he fucked up at. That's why I want you. Why would you send nude photos to somebody and then want to go out on a fucking date? Shouldn't you be after these new photos? Shouldn't it be, I want you to come back to my place and get on these balls? I mean, why are you going backwards?
You're
it's like
backwards.
You got the ass, you got the new photos, and you're like, oh, okay, well, let's go on a date now. What the fuck are you going on a date for?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked you what the conclusion was, because the conclusion could have been, it was cleaning all night long. You do your best, you enjoy your time with your friends, but you know where you're coming afterwards, right?
What?
You know who owned that at the end of the night. No, yeah. What's it?
Yeah.
You're right.
So I'm just saying, see, you led her. See, if you had skill, and look, if you were smashing her right, like we told you before, she should be beating down your door. But she just saw your inexperience. Hold on, listen. She saw your inexperience. When y'all were exchanging new photos, don't you think she was probably saying, okay, is he going to have me come over again to suck that dick again? But instead of sucking that dick, you
Steve,
want to take
time out, Steve. No, Steve, I didn't hit her. What I'm saying is the night before I had another situation that it was my first time hitting her. The night before it was another situation. It was my first time hitting her the night before. So the other girl on Saturday was a different situation. So I'm saying I was riding off the high of
Saturday
the night
nudes,
before.
You weren't doing nudes with Saturday. You weren't doing nudes with the Saturday.
No, I did with Saturday, yeah. With Saturday, I did. With Friday, I did.
Well, is this two different girls or just two different
It's two different girls, see? It's two different girls. My bad.
This is how they do it, Ty. This is how they do it. They try to soften the blow by trying to get a little validation on the front end before they tell us about the fuck up. Okay. The Saturday chick who were giving you nudes, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Why didn't you tell her to come over and lick the dirt off of your balls?
I was going to tell her that over dinner. That's why I didn't want her to meet her girlfriend at 10 o'clock.
Take the wheel, dog. Listen. Oh, my God. Oh,
I say this all the time. When you are the date,
yeah,
she will go no matter where you're at. Bro, listen.
when you're the fun, when you're the guaranteed experience, bro, she don't care if y'all in the car.
Yes.
Behind a dumpster. And I like it. Yes. She don't give a fuck if she can get to sit on the couch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been there, I've done it all. Like, I've done it, so it ain't.
Yeah, but she, that particular girl might not even know what she has in store.
Yeah,
that's where you have to lead her, bro. Not, I'm going to take a step back, we're going to send the news, and then we're going to go here, and I'm going to tell her this. You are the fucking lion, whether you roar or not, bro. The date, she should be even, it don't even have to be on her mind. She should be thinking about you so much, she don't care where y'all go.
Yeah.
Right.
She might care about what y'all do because she might want to fuck. She might want to be up under you. She might want to lay with you, and she might not even like that if she come over.
Yeah.
You ain't up on her. You ain't she under you.
Hey, we had one out the night.
Wait for it real quick. You want to fix this? You want to solve this?
Well, we had one out a week prior.
Wait. I just want to add.
Watch this though, bro. Watch this.
Okay. Oh, Steve, what's up, Steve? Talk to me.
What you want? Tell Uncle Steve what you want. You want head, or do you want to smash? You want a combination? But what do you want? You tell
Uncle Steve
what you want. Yeah, let me know what you want. What you want, big dog? What you want from her?
I know what you're trying to do, Steve. And I did it last time. You made me call on the other line.
I'm asking you. Hold on. I'm asking you what you want.
You know what's about to happen.
Right. So what do you want? You tell
her.
What do you want?
He did this before. I'll do it again.
Let's do it again. So you want to face the pillow on the ass and the air? What? You want to tap that ass? You want some head? What you want from her?
I want all of the above. I want all of the above.
Okay. All right, good. Now let's go ahead and call her. And call and let her know what you want. Let her know what time you want it. And we
bro,
go ahead and go.
Simple.
That's
it's this
it.
Simple.
Go.
We ain't got to go to the art gallery, Hibachi. We ain't got to text her. Maybe a minute phone call. And it is what it is.
Yeah. All right, dog. Go ahead. Go ahead, click
on. All right, we haven't spoken since Saturday. I ain't even called her or nothing since Saturday.
No. Watch how shocked she'll be. What's she going to answer? She gonna say hello.
Yeah, she gonna say hello. What's up?
Listen. You about to blow her fucking mind.
Yeah.
With this, I already know. I'm excited.
Right, so how you want me to approach it? Like, how you want me to approach it?
Sexy. What's up, sexy? Hey, I'm free. Hey, it's about 10 o'clock in East Coast time. I got a little bit of time. Why don't you bring your sexy self over here? Let's go over here and have a good time. I miss my lips on your body. I miss tasting you. I miss touching you. I miss looking at those eyes while I'm stroking. You know what I mean? So bring them on over.
That's the one you fucked already, right?
Yeah, it's the one you fucked. Yeah, it's one of the new
pictures. Yeah, when you hit her. I ain't hit her yet, though, but I know.
It's not like she's not going to be mad. You saw her butt.
None of you already did.
Right, none of
you
already did.
This line.
Come on, dog. Go ahead and make that call. Go ahead and make that 20 seconds. Make that call.
I got you. All right.
She's
gonna
be stunned.
She be like, I'm gonna come over and suck that. When did you get balls? We gotta be quiet. Okay, you got 15 seconds. Come on, call her.
Go ahead, gang. You got this shit.
Wait, call her.
Surprise yourself.
Wait, 484, you still on the phone with us?
Hold on. Let me see. I gotta find her number
because you gotta find it. Man, stop lying. You got her shit on speed dial. No. Come on now. Why y'all lying y'all dicks, dog? Come on, man. We trying to help you.
I'm not them. I'm not going to lie about it. I know who I am. I know what I do.
Just find it. And when you got it, let us know. We'll give you a countdown. But this is how you do it. Say the word ass to yourself and see that smile.
I can't wait for you to be surprised at how she was
going
to watch it.
Yeah, she's going to like that, dog. She's going to like the way you talk. Cause, hey, remember the surface dwellers don't talk that way. Hey,
they
how
don't.
You doing?
What she might listen, you might do some shit she never, I'm telling you, she might stutter.
Yeah.
There's no defense for this play.
You're that Corvette.
Listen, bro, I'm going to tell you, it might even be making you nervous. There's no defense for this play.
Yeah.
There's no way around this bush.
There you go.
Listen,
I hear you.
All right, you ready? You got it?
Almost. I met her off hands. I'm trying to look. I got a lot of numbers off hands. Y'all probably don't believe it.
Okay. All right. Wait. Let's do this for you, boy. Would you want us to grab another call so you can slowly find her number?
Caller.
All right. You stay right there. We'll grab another call, then we'll come back to you. I just look for it.
Wait, wait, wait. Can you do it while we able to, like, the stream able to hear it at the same time?
Yeah, they'll be able to hear it. No. When he comes back on, hold on for it. When he comes back on, Yeah, no, stay right there. Hold on. When we bring him back on, everybody will be able to hear it. Everybody will be able to hear it. So let's bring in 757 real quick. Yeah, 757, let's bring you in. What's going on, 757, Virginia? What's up, man?
Hi, right, yourself. Can you hear me?
Hey, on the scroll.
Yeah, he's still scrolling shit. What's up, 757?
I have a couple of questions. I've been watching you guys for a while. But, yeah, I wanted to ask about something Ty said. He said something about leaving an imprint on these women, and that's one thing I'm curious about because I feel like I'm always forgettable. Like, we'll go on dates, I'll talk to them on FaceTime and stuff like that, but it just feels like they forget me easily. Like, I don't talk to them and they don't reach back out, so I'm just... That's one thing I wanted to ask.
His what? It's the weak energy, bro.
There you go.
That's why they're forgetting. You might be right. They might forget you. But why? It's the weak energy. See, think about did you hear the whole call of the last guy we did?
Yeah.
You heard everything we said to him, right?
Yeah.
If he calls her and says what he's supposed to say, do you think she will ever forget that?
No one's talking that way.
She'll never forget that. If he doesn't call her, takes his L, sells, and does whatever guy does and is the weak energy, do you think she's going to forget him? She sure will. Your weak energy is always going to be forgettable, bro.
Yeah.
If I see a cat on the street, I'm going to forget. It's another cat. It's all these cats. If a fucking lion ran through my hallway, my nigga, I might even open my door. Yo, that fucking lion was in my apartment, and you are the lion or you're the cat on the street that are these cats, the strays, and which one are you? Do you roar? Do you have lion energy? Do you have strong energy? Are you you, or are you the guy she forgets?
Yeah, you're not 757. We don't talk about laying imprints. It's how we communicate with them that draws out emotions. We make them laugh, smile, think, blush, react. We make them think about what it would be like to be with us, what it is like when we're not around. Why aren't we calling? What are we doing? Why are they with somebody else? So what we're saying is all this communication doesn't start till you're communicating with the woman first versus communicating with yourself first. You're just trying to talk to her and trying to throw shit up on the wall, hoping something sticks. Okay? Now, hold on, 757. I know you got other calls, but wait, let's pause you real quick. And we got other calls. Hold on, 757. Let us throw you back in because we got to go back to 8484 because I'm sure he's got the number right now, right? 484, you got her number right now, right?
Almost. You can tap in with one more person.
Okay. All right. No. Okay. No.
I
okay.
You, I promise.
I know you do. We're going to put you back in. We're going to put you back in, and we'll go back. It's 678 and 530 will be the last ones. But 757, you can ask your other questions because we're still waiting on 484. What's your other question, sir?
Yeah, thank you for your answer. Also, when it comes to being direct in your conversation, is there anything that's been too direct? Because that's something I hear people tell me that I'm too direct.
Well, when you mean direct, what are you saying where they're saying you're too direct? Give us an example, please.
For example,
too direct for who?
Exactly, for real, though.
For who? Not me.
Yep. So so it's like when I meet a chick and I edit that, it's like I tell them what I want.
What is that you want? Let us hear you tell. Okay, what do you want? I'm a Pisces. My name is Sabrina. Now tell me what you want. How do you talk to Sabrina? I'll be the chick. I'm a Pisces. Oh my gosh! What's going on?
Yeah, so I mostly just go. I tell them my name, tell them what I do, and I ask them, "Are you interested in something short term? That's what I want. I don't want anything long term right now."
What?
I got a little change going on.
What?
Oh no, that's not before. That's after our interaction.
Like, after the first time.
She should be asking you that. She should be saying to you, what do you want? I know you have other women. I know you're a smooth talker. I know you have other women. What do you want from me? All right, what are you looking for? She should be asking you that, sir.
I literally just got a text message like that. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Listen,
what do you really want?
Hey, wait, swipe it, print screen. Print screen it and block that shit.
Watch this.
Yeah, print screen it. Yes.
I'm going to literally read it, though. What do you really want out of me, Ty, though, all seriousness?
I literally
just got that text.
That's how
that's crazy that you just said that.
Because we some bad motherfuckers. But see, Paul, that's what we're saying. They should be asking you.
That is literally crazy.
What do you want? Because they're willing to give you what you want, and they're willing to take a back seat because they know a piece of Ty is equal to 100 of you surface dwellers. So they'll take that.
Damn.
Okay, now hold on. That's a good question. Wait. Let me pause you real quick. Let's go upstairs. Hold on a second. Hey, don't go nowhere, 530. We got you, dog. Don't hang up, 530. Let's go to 484 real quick. 484, did you find it yet? Or are you still looking?
I got it.
Oh, okay. Look. Hey, relax. What's up, sexy? You know, just break it down a little bit, man. Okay. All right. You got it now, right? Hey, no. Remember how you take to that. Remember how you were kissing on it, rubbing on that pussy? Just tell her, you know, how soft it is. And you know what? I want to rub on it again tonight. All right? Tonight.
Oh, no. Steve, I didn't hit her yet. I didn't fuck her. That's what I'm saying. Saturday, I didn't hit.
Oh, we're talking about the one with the nude photos. You said the one with the nude photos.
Gotcha.
That's
what
you
tell us about that one, though.
Oh, my God. Okay. All over. Are you going to call the one with the nude photos, or are you calling the one from Saturday?
Saturday is nude photos, is what I'm saying. Saturday was nude photos. Didn't have sex with her, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Then let's set this. Let's get this ass. Are you ready? You're going to click over and say what we told you to say, right? You ready?
I got you.
Hey, remember, what's up, sexy? Always start off with what's up, sexy. Hey, even say, look, I was just looking at your nude photo, and I got an idea, all right? Because there's a truth, right? Truth, okay? So go ahead and click over. We'll be quiet, and go ahead and put that yickety-yak on there. 530, we got you. Hang tight, 530.
All right, got you. Okay.
All right, go ahead and do it, dog. All right, click over. You got 20 seconds, though, man.
Okay, I got you.
All right, ready?
You got this shit, gang, man. You a fucking demon, man. Stand up.
Yeah, stand the fuck up. Right?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's show who the fuck you are, man.
That's it. All right, let's do it for you, boy.
Press the call. All right,
here we go.
Yeah, let her figure that shit out.
Go.
I don't hear nothing. I don't hear no ringing.
Wait. Y'all act like y'all don't know technology. You got 10 seconds.
Automated voice messaging system.
Oh, he ran off and hung up. See, you can't. That is what I'm saying about y'all. This is what I'm saying about y'all service dwellers. Even if you can't say it to her face to face, you could have left her a message on her phone. But y'all scared. Why are y'all so scary? All right, let's get the 530. He's been waiting.
She's going to get that message. No guy leaves her message. Call you right back.
Exactly. No guy leaves
her message. So I got your message.
All right, 530, you've been waiting for a minute, dog. What's going on? What's your question, brother?
Damn.
What's happening, y'all? I'm going to give y'all some quick context because this question is going to be crazy. So my friend, he went through a little heartbreak, right? And He's changed. Like we can just like
wait. You're female. You ain't calling us about a guy, are you?
No. But like, listen, I'm trying to help a friend out.
Man, fuck your friend.
What? No. This isn't about a female. My friend is going through some tough shit like in his life, like no cap, and like
it's
my childhood friend.
Wait. Everybody watch. Go ahead. Talk about your childhood friend while I play that right now.
You're his knight in shiny armor.
Tell us. Tell us.
No, bruh.
Love story. You want to hear it. Go ahead.
My friend went through a heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's changed or whatever. And so, like, ever since, like, we've been hanging out, like, his energy just been off. Like,
when did you fall? When did you fall in love with him? When did you start falling in love with him?
What?
Did he kiss you a little
different? He's one of my close homies.
He was back.
Dude,
two dead ass on the top.
You are not calling us about another dude. Yeah, are you serious? Yo, youngin', you're calling us because your cake ass friend got his heart stomped on and he's not acting right around you?
Let me tell you, bro. When my friends got their heart broke, I listen, even if they needed help or they needed advice, they were simping or, you know, being down bad, I knew what to say.
Why'd he hang up? Wait, why'd he hang up? Wait a second. Listen, there's nothing. Listen. I just want to say out there, I'm all for, hey, if you're a guy and you care about another guy, this is not the right station for you. Never call into a man's show asking about your friend because his heart's broken. He's treating you different. Come on, man. What the fuck? We got his last call.
No, Chad, y'all don't get it, bro.
Yeah, last call.
Yeah,
646.
Yeah. Listen, y'all don't get it.
Yeah, do you have a question, 646? Get the last call.
Yo.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, do you have a question?
All right, so basically I'm on my road, like I'm on my way to my kingdom and whatnot, and I'm trying to change some of the ways that I used to think and ways that I used to act type shit. So I'm just trying to keep a positive mindset, and I'm trying to – you know how earlier you were talking to the guy from New York and automatically his anger was coming out? And I'm trying to change that mindset. I'm trying to keep on my king shit, you know, just being
you're not
being
a
positive.
But that's the problem. You think you're a king and you're not. You're a joker. You're not
the king. Or have you ever seen some of my stuff?
Yeah, I watch your stuff all the time, bro.
Yeah, all right. I just had to make sure. Because I talked about this before, and I talked about the levels of power. When I said, you are at the lowest and weakest level if somebody can shift you emotionally. If you look at your emotions, if somebody come in and make you mad, sad, angry, happy, like, you are a puppet still. You still have these strings in your back. You need to have a ground you stand on, know who you are, bro. I'm short, I'm tall, I'm this, I'm that, and my skin is this. Or know yourself, bro. So as as the caller comes in and Steve says to him, you don't have no game, and he quickly reacts. And what did that tell you? Because, I mean, I'm going to be honest. If I go somewhere and they call me broke, that's none of my business.
Yes, sir.
They think I'm broke.
Mm-hmm.
They say I don't have no game. It's none of my business. Mm-hmm. They call me rich. None of my business. Oh. They say I got all the game in the world. I get every chick I want. It's none of my business. I know who I am.
Yes.
You're looking at the negative and then the negative reaction, but you need to look at the positive because somebody can use that, blind you, and then use you. Bro, you're just so handsome. You know, you just look so good. And you're just the best man in the world. And then she float you up and puff you up. Now she up under you, use you, manipulate you. You ain't even see it coming because you felt good about it. You think it's always going to be. See, a king had to be guardable on all offenses, on all levels.
Yes.
It wasn't just another kingdom challenging his kingdom, and we want to conquer your land. It was the people under him as well who would try little sneaky manipulative tactics, get all close to him, buddy-buddy, and then usurp him. I hope you know what the word usurp means. But if you don't, kill the king.
You gotta explain the word to me.
Right? So I'm telling you, bro, you got, and that's why you got to be guardable on all levels. You got to be guarded. You got to listen, man. Steve, go ahead, man.
Real quick, Carl. What did you tell yourself the December 31st when that ball was dropping? What did you tell yourself that you were going to change for the new year?
Nothing at all, because I don't really look at those things and try to, like, I try. If I'm changing, I'm not going to wait for certain dates to change. I'm going to try that from the get-go.
Right, but how can you learn how to be king when you don't know what king is. You got to learn from a king to be king, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're not, what king are you? Are you getting coaching for from Taekwondo?
I mean, I watch his stuff, and I learn from, you know, watching him and reading some of the books he recommends.
No, that's good, but again, where's the selfish part of you that wants to learn? See, the thing about y'all surface dwellers, y'all do a lot of bird watching. Y'all the best of bird watching. Y'all just get on your stomachs, and y'all grab your little binoculars, and you just watch from your little towers, and just like, wow, I learned something. You're not learning anything if you're not learning anything for yourself. You got to understand, man. You don't understand that you got a core that you haven't even reached. You want to know why you can't reach a caller? Because you got that hypergamy bullshit. You got that going your own way, that no fab. All these layers of bullshit that you've been listening to all them motherfuckers spitting theory to you, that we've got to get to the bottom of that shit. You can't just up and say one day, well, today's the day that I'm going to do blah. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. And that's the trick your mind plays on you to make you think you're actually going to do it. And then when you don't do it, it laughs at you. And then you're like, fuck it, I'm not going to do it at all. The mind is it's your enemy. And he's always lying to you. And he's always giving you enough rope where you hang yourself whenever you say you're going to do something.
And honestly, where is y'all's strength at? Like, if anybody came in this call today and Steve got under their fuck Steve.
What'd I do?
I don't know what kind of thing y'all grew up with. Like, who? Bitches. Yo, listen. It's a rap I heard. It said, niggas is acting like bitches because of these bitches. Like, who the fuck raised these niggas? Like, bro. I mean, I try to carry myself intelligently, and I don't even like to curse as much as talking to me. But I'm just saying, bro. Like, who raised y'all?
Yeah,
the men I grew up around,
see that.
I had, people were blunt. It was tough love.
Mm-hmm.
It was what it was, not what I wanted to be. Can you just, like, please tell me nicely?
In a nicer way.
And just, you know, why are you always giving constructive criticism? I don't even want to be around nobody like that, bro.
Nor do women.
No, and that's what I tell dudes. It's not that the girl don't want to be around you. It's who does. Another loser. If you are a loser, though, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, bro, like, what can you handle and why can't you handle it?
Yes.
Because somebody came in here and I did some nut shit.
And they came in here and said,
nut ass shit you did. Guess what the fuck I'm going to say? I'm going to say, you know what? There was some nut shit. And I appreciate you for telling me. I needed to hear that. I'm gonna be grateful for that. Because you know how motherfuckers grew up as a kid? Your neighbors might have whooped your ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they did.
For your parents.
Yep.
Your mom might not whoop. Your neighbor might whoop your ass. Your friend's mom might say something. She might check you.
Yes. Yeah, different times. So caller, listen, the thing is listen, I listen.
Bubble wrap world, bro.
Yeah, it's so bubble wrap. But again, I'm telling you, if your pussy is tighter than hers, she going to fucking just run all over you, dog. I'm just keeping it real with you, man. You got a tight pussy, it's not going to help you, dog. It's not going to help you, bro.
Nah, because there's not much that gets me tight on some shit, but I'm just saying. As far as I'm speaking more is internal battle with myself. I don't let people affect me outwardly as far as how I'm going to treat them different. I'm talking about internal battle for myself. And there's not much that gets me tight besides blatant disrespect. And for example, there's one time when somebody was telling Todd something, and he said, honestly, I would beat that bitch up. And then he changed.
Oh, wait, hold on, Carl. I think Ty told
you. Listen, Carl, that was one, right?
Go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Listen, Carl, that was one. That was one. I'm getting a couple missed calls right now. Hold on. Hello?
Oh, let's look at this.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Let me call you after I finish this live. Let me take care of this business real quick. All
right.
Call it. You see, the problem. The problems we're talking about, bro.
That's my motherfucker.
Now, why is
right
she
there?
Texting me back? Why is she was? I gotta tell them to wait.
They don't understand. They're waiting.
Multiple ones. Text is like, oh, wait. All right, hold on. Let me take this business real quick. It's me time. I'm doing this.
Oh, okay. Why you ain't answer? It's a whole another side of the fence, bro. And it all comes from standing your fucking ground, bro.
Oh,
telling it. You know what a limp would have just did just now? He would have said, can it wait? Like, you know, you called me. I'm sorry, I didn't answer.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, yo, I'm doing this live right now. I'm going to call you back.
They happy to wait.
All right. All right. Now, wait. Listen, you know she better not go to sleep.
I know.
You better not let that motherfucker ring more than three times.
This dog is like,
listen, my chat, no, I don't even do shit like this on the screen. I gotta make a point tonight, bro. Like, y'all gotta realize, bro, it's not the problem of, you know, where do I find her? Like, is she like, I'm telling y'all, bro, it's, you gotta love yourself first, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, oh,
I'm telling you.
Ty, I don't know if I can get play. I like to play. I don't know if I can play. Because I have some from one of my clients from one of his girls, but. I don't know if I can I play it?
As long as it's not too vulgar.
Yeah, it might. I'm trying to think if it's too vulgar. No, it's too vulgar. It's too vulgar. But no, okay. So, but listen, Carla, look, we got to get ready to wrap because T got some stuff that he got to do, man. But hey, look.
No, we got time.
Are we good? Listen, all right. Well,
listen, we got time.
I got time. All right.
Not them to wait. They know. All right.
So we got. Okay, so 646. All right, so we got. Well, we just answered some questions in the queue then. But 646, are you good, brother? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, stand up, man, okay? All right, we'll holler back at you, okay?
All right.
Peace out. All right, so let's go ahead and answer a few questions and thing. You know, let's go from the top. Let's see what we got here. How do you get the confidence to just to approach a woman the right way when you see her before you start overthinking and doubting yourself?
What are you thinking about? You already seen her. Is that not enough? What is she, a Morse code, a chocolate?
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's it right there. You already got to fade out. You've seen her. You know you want to approach her. What is there to think about?
Yeah. I guess it's just too much thought in that, T. It's just they're overthinking this because there's no plan of conquer. It's just let me let life happen. Let me walk and be what she wants me to be type shit. Here's another one right here.
You know what I think, Carla? I see her. I say damn.
I say damn.
I'm going to talk to her.
I say damn, and I'm going
to
go talk to her.
And I say to myself, watch this.
Yeah. Hey, I say to myself, I bet on myself. When I see her, I tell myself, I'm like, how many moves I'm going to do this in? Steve, you ain't going to be able to
do this. Can I do this in a minute? Why can you do this in a minute and 30 seconds?
Yeah, right.
Well, I watch it. I'll be like, look, she look kind of older than me. Watch what she do when she tried to bring my age. Watch what I say. Watch this.
Well, exactly. It's so fun. It's so fun, man. It's so fun, dog. I can't tell you, dog. It's so fun, man. This game is what we're trying to tell y'all. Y'all can have this lifestyle. I promise y'all. This is not like outside the box or the realm. This is what men are supposed to be. This is what you're supposed to be. This is it right here. But you're supposed to be.
Jack, y'all can't get used to losing, bro. Y'all can't get used to a loser mentality, talking to losers.
Yeah, man.
And how losers think.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, if I put like, what should I say? And like,
yeah, what should I say, man?
This is foreign to me.
Yeah, man.
Because I've changed, though, because I became a person. I built the Corvette.
Yes.
I know what I'm driving.
Yes. Absolutely. When you know what you're driving, you can do it, man. What do you say? Can I be the last caller? It's important. Well, the lines are down. P-A-A-P.
P-V-T-T-D. Positive vibes to the end.
Okay, hey, big dog. If you go to Man Mindset, I'll call you. Look, here you go. Just send your number here. And I will call you right now. I ain't got much time now. Let me see if I right there. Manmindset@gmail.com. Just send your number right there, and I'll call your ass on the show. Just send your number right there, right now. I'll call you. Now, if y'all motherfucking smart asses, if I the first number I see, I'm going to call. So you better get on that shit, PVTTE. Yeah. First, if I see a number, I'm gonna call it.
Yeah, I spoke to my guy before. He's cool.
Okay,
he's cool.
You know what number? You know what area code is?
Trying to get on his grind.
What area code is he? What does he know? Hey, you gotta let me know the area code, young man.
But somebody just commented, okay. The worst she's gonna say is you're weird.
Well, no. Wait.
Are you weird?
Wait, yeah. What the fuck is that? Why would she say that?
Are you weird, bro? Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, bro?
Why would a woman say that? Are you weird? Dog, you got to stay away from women, dog. Nah, stay away from women, dog. If they saying you weird, please stay away from them.
Hi. How you doing? You smell good today.
All right, yeah, come on, PBGDE. Come on, send it to me, dog.
I'm sorry to bother you, but...
Hey, PV, send it, dog. I'm waiting for you. Looking for your 678. All right, come on. I'm waiting for him, dog. I'm waiting. Come on, dog. Just send it. Come on, dude. I mean, y'all computers are slow. I thought y'all had these high-end phones and shit. Trying to get his number. Still ain't yet. Still refreshing. Let's see here. See, screen people getting hurt by paying attention. I say pay attention. Oh, what are y'all talking about, dog? I don't understand. I mean, it's just like...
She was hard as fuck to read. Did you pay attention to what you just typed?
Yeah, I don't think you pay attention to what the fuck you just typed and shit. Let me see here.
He said his area code was 678.
Yeah, I know he did, but he hasn't sent me his number. I'm waiting for him to... Dude, send me your number, brother. I can't read your mind. I am not getting any numbers on it. I'm refreshing. I keep refreshing. See that? Every time I swipe down like that, no, don't put it on the screen.
Oh, wait, no. The guy said to expand on the people getting hurt, don't pay attention on how I say it. Pay attention on what I say.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Still don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Y'all just talking to the side of y'all neck. Come on. Hey, PVT, PVTTE. Come on, dog. It only take a second to put your number, dog. What's dog? I mean, it's like a bat phone. You like on a Flintstone phone or some shit? I mean, you put a string on that motherfucker, dog. It don't take that long to just text the number to an email address. Come on, man. That's what's weird. I don't know what's taking them so long. What are you doing? Is he just got one of those rotary like? Come on, man.
Send it to the email, BBC.
I told him to send it to the email. He ain't even sending the shit. Dude, come on, man. Your problem is you ain't even making moves. You want help. We're trying to help you. But you ain't doing this, man. All right, I'm going to try it. Come on, dog, man.
TheManMindset@gmail.com.
TheManMindset@gmail.com, brother. That's it. Come on, PV. Come on, man. Yeah, I guess it's not that important, man. That's why y'all lose. Y'all say y'all want help, but do y'all actually want help? We sitting there waiting on you, dog. You know, if I ain't waiting on no chick, you know I don't like waiting on no dude. So please come the fuck on. I mean, man, what is wrong with y'all service dwellers, man? Now, I guess he's here. You got 1 minute.
All right, we can answer chat messages.
Yeah, let's answer chat messages. All right, chat
messages. He said, how do I get rid of weak energy? I'm an introvert kind of self.
Okay, where does he say weak energy? Wait, where do you put that at? Let
me see. It's in my chat.
Oh, it's in your chat. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
How do I get rid of weak energy? For real, I'm an introvert kind of self. You know, I know some introvert.
That's smashing.
I was going to slowly introduce him to him. I know some introvert men who don't have weak energy at all. Ain't nothing weak about them. So what you got to realize is that you associated being introverted with being weak. You're using that as an scapegoat, as an excuse for your choices, how you act. See, even though being introverted and extroverted have certain social qualities associated with them, dealing with that woman is a one-on-one experience.
Yeah.
Not public speaking.
Yeah, I think for that guy that asked the question, your problem is your light and focus is on a thought of weak or strong energy versus working on yourself. It amazes me how you guys just don't see spot run. Why do y'all surface dwellers always got to look at yourself from the outside? Why can't you just say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is why I'm going to do it and just actually do it. That's all you got to do. This is not deep.
And just on that, it's not the fact that you're introverted or extroverted. It's the fact that you're indecisive.
Go. That's it.
Bang, bang, boom.
Bang, bang, boom.
Bang, bang, boom. That's it, man. Introverted or not, are you a decisive man? Do you step up to the plate? Do you hit the bat? You hit the ball. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that, bro.
Yeah, man. But your boy, hey, this is sad, man. PV.
You didn't get the email for the number yet?
I still didn't get the number yet, dog. And come on, man. And this is the problem.
Let's do two more questions.
Yeah, two more questions, guys. Shoot us two more questions. And see, this is why I should block you, because I don't like people like you that hold up the class, man. We could be helping other people, and yet we're waiting on you trying to help you. And what you're doing is...
He sent it.
Oh, wait, let me refresh it again. Hold on. Still nothing. All right, let me go check my damn spam. It shouldn't be my spam folder. No, Anthony O, I'm not going to call you. See, some guy named Anthony O wants me to call him. Nope, not calling you, Anthony. Nope, not doing that. Nope.
He's sitting on my phone.
Saying, no, ain't getting it from you, brother. I'm not getting it.
In the email.
Man, how your phone tripping? Why you, man? Come on, man.
BT
says. Yeah, he say his phone tripping. Dog, stop, dog. What you got, a cricket phone? Oh, come on, man. You ain't, man. Something, man. Y'all got
the email at the bottom, bro. The man mindset.
The man mindset at gmail.com, man. The man mindset at gmail.com. It doesn't take a moment unless you got a cricket phone. Man, you ain't got a computer or a laptop? Dog, phones don't trip all of a sudden. You just too guys, this is why y'all lose. You see why women don't want to be around y'all guys? All y'all do is make excuses. You don't really want to call in and ask your question because you know you're probably going to get chumped the fuck up. So you just want to say, oh, my phone tripping.
And it's only going to help you grow.
It's
only going to make you face yourself.
Do y'all see why y'all are like, hey, and it's a sad thing, T. A lot of y'all guys are just like this guy right here, and y'all don't even realize it, making excuses, sitting around saying excuse after excuse after excuse.
She's very crunch.
Hey, PBT, this is being brought to you by, thank you. I forgot about that, dog. Hey, guys. Hey, make sure. Hey, go ahead and get your big bow of excuse fair crunch, gentlemen. Hey, it comes in, gentlemen, in two flavors. When you're making excuses, when you're a victim, you're blaming everybody, when you're mad at the world, when you think women are bad, when your phone ain't working, we want you guys.
Yo.
To get your bowl of excuse for your crunch.
They said, bro, unscathed. So what's so scary about Steve, man? Steve.
I'm a teddy bear, guys. I'm not bad. Guys, listen. I'm not hard on you. I'm just showing you what women want. Women love guys.
I don't know, Steve. Maybe you got to kiss them on their forehead.
Okay.
Like
here we go.
Like their mom does.
I'm sorry. Here we go. Let me get it. This is what they want.
Now that you prank called those real men with game, time to come upstairs for some cookies and warm milk. That's a good boy. Look, you wet the bed again. Oh, dear. You're so much like your mother.
I don't understand it, man. Hey, guys, if you're intimidated by me, then you'll always be intimidated by women. I'm not the bad guy, man. I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you. I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you guys. If you want to win, you're going to learn about what winners. We win, man. We're not scary.
Take a lot of opening up, putting yourself on the line. Yeah. It is what it is, man.
It is what it is. So any guys got any questions on your end? Because I don't have any on my end.
Chat, any last-minute questions y'all want to hear both of us answer?
Any questions? Last round, guys. Okay, we got y'all, man. Ain't no dumb questions, guys. It's just some hardcore answers might hurt you a little bit.
It's mommy. Type time y'all be on, man. I got to tighten up.
Oh, man, dude. Come on, man. Girls want attention. Women want respect. Pick your side. You say, oh, wait, here you go. Advice for her. Advice for a virgin. How long do you really get?
How do I really get in the game?
Yeah.
I mean, how old are you, bro? Like, what are you, like, yeah. If you 13 or 14, I mean, I don't know, bro. I ain't even going to give you excuses because I was going to say it depends on where you're from. Some guys are ask things early and competitive. And yeah. You can still make the choice for you no matter where you're at. So why aren't you? Are you still a virgin by choice or you a virgin from fear?
Yeah.
One thing, if you like, I ain't really worried about this or that, and I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Or if you are you not trying? Are you not going at girls? Are you not putting yourself out there? Are you not making plans? Are you not executing? Are you not, like, why aren't you in the game?
Yeah. Instead of thinking about the sex and everything, young man, I want you to start looking towards you and start cultivating.
You said he's 20.
Oh, well, goddamn. Okay, you're 20 years old? Okay, sir. Okay. Listen, it's okay. Everybody doesn't start early. Everybody has their own time, but that's not the thing.
Yeah, because my guy Castillo started late, but he started going crazy.
Yeah.
And he'll probably tell you, he said he was overweight back then. He was a loser. He was whatever the case may be. He'll tell the story better than himself. I think he was doing like a documentary as well, but once he started to get really, you know, face his life and take his shit serious, grab the bull by the horns, the sex and woman is a side effect.
Yeah.
It's a side effect, bro.
Well, and to help you, not two birds out one stone. Anyway, T, you ain't even seen Batman yet. Have you seen the Batman yet? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah, okay. So we see, this is a thing, again, that T and I are trying to break you free of. Because if you watch Batman and see what the Riddler did, I think he had 500 clonies that, like, he had a cult of, like, 500 guys. Whatever.
Right.
So, see, the thing is that when you are trying to be a group, a whole, you're trying to, all of y'all try to have one mind, you've already failed. You've already failed. We don't want you, we want you to have your own mind. And this is for this 20-year-old young man. The problem is that you're putting too much pressure on yourself. And what happens for, like, these guys with the Joker is they're outcasts. And they feel like, you know what, because I'm an outcast, nobody likes me, nobody wants to be with me. And then there's some voice that comes along piping that it's not your fault, it's the world's fault and everything. Y'all start to cling to the bullshit. And that's where you get all that red pill, hypergamy, go your own way, high status man, don't jerk off, and all that other stuff, because there's theory that you're following. Same.
And I said, a lot of times, y'all got to realize that you've been watching, you know, whatever for a year, 2 years, and you still looking for answers.
Yes. Let's see here. No, you're.
But you still got the same problems.
Yes, you're always gonna have the same problems when you're outside of yourself. And the more you're outside of yourself, the more it doesn't matter. Listen, you can have a nice car, you have nice clothes, you can even have a nice place. You can have muscles and all that other stuff. You'll be a nice clothes, nice car having muscle white man loser, because all you're doing is just you're putting sugar on shit and calling it ice cream. That's all you're doing. You're just lying to yourself, making it more than what it seems to be, man.
You want to upgrade your muscles, your status, I forget the other categories. I make so important. You probably would wear high heels if you could get away with it.
I'm just saying, man.
So you could be 6'2 or something.
Right, because y'all feel your height is a problem. Just accept you for who you are. But like T was telling you earlier, you can be a little man and still be a Corvette. Y'all don't even realize that. You can be a little motherfucker and still be a Corvette to a woman that likes tall guys. But when you show her things about yourself where she's like, who the fuck is this? Because, hey, when you're on top of her, you're still the same size, man.
She ain't no taller than me on her knees.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys, listen. I guess he ain't going. See, this is sad. PBTT, PB.
Oh, I think somebody asked a good question on my tab. Hold on. He said, how do I know if the girl enjoys my attention or me for real? Go ahead, Steve.
Well, okay. The way women are, they when they enjoy your attention, they're always asking you questions. They're laughing at everything you say. They will send you emojis. They will send you hearts. And this is the best way. This is when you actually
call you first.
Right. Always remember, see, what I teach y'all guys is not what you are when you're with her. It's what she thinks about you when you're not around. When you're not around and you start getting messages like this, I'm thinking about you. What have you done to me? Then you know you're doing something correctly. But look, they want to spend time with you. And when they spend time with you, they're going to tell you how good you look. They're going to be staring at you. Matter of fact, even when you're smashing and you're sleeping, they'll stay up at night just staring at you with tears in their eyes, just so glad that they got this moment with you. It's, guys, there's so many layers to a woman's interest, but here's the thing. I don't even want you to even care about that. That's an ex. Look, I expect that. That's what I'm saying. I don't look for it. It's going to happen when you like that. What do you say, UT?
I mean, exactly that. I think where the question was coming from was from my mindset of if she wants his attention. Let me try to read the question again. I think it was coming from the mindset of, he said, let me see. I wanted to look at the wording of the question, but I could tell, oh, yeah, how do I know if the girl enjoys my attention or me for real? He's assuming that if she enjoys his attention, she's manipulating him or using him, or he's only texting her back, and he's just a guy that's just a nut on her phone or some shit, right? So what he don't understand is it can be both. She could enjoy your attention. She could want to be around you. She could enjoy you for real, all of the above, and it not be a bad way. I think y'all so used to if a woman wants your attention, it's just a bad thing. She want to use you, and you're just a means of entertainment.
Yeah.
Of course she wants my entertainment. Of course she wants my attention.
Yes.
Because when she does get it, it's in the whole experience that comes with it. Listen, this is the reason I get paid for this on the internet. The reason they call me, and I'm like, hold on, I'm on live right now. I'm doing something. The fuck is she supposed to want? A jersey, a basket, a bounce pass? What do y'all think women are, bro?
So he says, what set it off for both of you guys? When did y'all realize when business had to be done and about how females work? Did it come natural or did you learn from someone or something?
Well, I say I've always been a people's person.
Yeah.
I've always been observant.
Yes.
I've always been beneath the surface as young as I can remember. I mean, I remember even being young.
Yeah.
Questioning what my grandmom would read the Bible and questioning what I believe in and not just conforming to anything or anything that was given to me or my environment. And then, you know, when it comes into relation to women, I'd never signed up for a lot of the bullshit that was thrown around me by guys. Oh, yeah, compliment. Y'all know one of my favorite lines, flirt without complimenting them. A lot of y'all thought flirting was the compliment. And then I told you, I said, nah. If I tell my mom she looks beautiful today and I tell my girlfriend she looks beautiful today, it's the same words. One is flirting, one is not. So the words is not what makes it flirting. So now I begin to reshape your mind on your whole idea of flirting. Yeah. I do this with women. I do this with everything. This is just me and who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing, man. It just I was lucky enough to just focus on me. And like you say, I always question things. You know, I believed in Santa Claus, but once I realized my parents started, like, where they putting the gifts and stuff, I started questioning everything. I started asking about dinosaurs. I started asking why wasn't this and why was that? And, you know, people just hated that I was the only one being so inquisitive and stuff because I realized that we come into this world handed down stories. That's all we are. We just handed down stories from one generation to the next. So why the fuck do I have to believe somebody else's story? Why not create
life? Giving life, we never take life.
Right, right, exactly. So I don't believe what people say. Fuck that. They can tell me all they want to tell me, and I will move how I move, and I only move for myself. I only conquer for me. I'm sorry. Me, my. That's all it is. All day, every day. I can't think.
And even when he approached her, I think he's talking about it like a sort of like a finger snap for us. Like, oh, we understand woman and we get woman now. So what you're kind of looking at is that whole female nature rant.
Yeah, that
bullshit. Now that I realize,
sheesh,
you thinking female nature is her texting you and nine other guys and lying and cheating. And you don't see the female nature that if you, like I said, laying with a girl, I wrote her and said, damn, my back hurt a little bit. She was dinner asking me to, begging me to give me a massage. Mm-hmm. I'll give you one. I said, nah, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, that's the female nature I see. Oh, I'm hungry. No, can you make me breakfast? Or she already offering a breakfast. Or she already want to come see me. She's telling me how she's thinking about me, her compassion. She wants to lay with me. She wants to touch. That's the female nature that I'm getting. I don't know what this female nature is that just hates you guys so much and just, yeah, it's just a fight for life.
Yeah, I don't.
What's
I don't
going
even,
on, bro?
I don't even see. I can't understand why y'all would follow people that are using like just y'all gotta all y'all youngins. I love watching wrestling. I still watch wrestling. I'm a big ass kid. I'm about to buy that new wrestling game shit. But I love wrestling. But what y'all have to understand, y'all gotta understand what kayfabe is. Kayfabe is pretending that you are something that you're not. And a lot of these guys kayfabe words. And they kayfabe phrases and sentences and all this other stuff. And listen, it's not about her doing and feeling what she wants to feel. She's a woman. She's allowed to feel what the fuck she wants to feel. I don't give a fuck what she feels. As long as I do what I tell myself to do, I don't lose when I just do what I want to do. I don't see the problem with that guy that asked that question, T. He's an end result guy. So if he gets an end result, like I say, maybe 4 years from now, he's still thinking about that shit today. I'm not my end result. A woman does not define me. A woman saying yes or no does not define me. And I keep telling all the guys that listen to me, I tell them, T, look, I don't get mad when she says no. I'm harder on myself when she says yes, because the competitive guy in me, I'm saying, if I got her in 10 fucking moves, why didn't I get her in 8? Why did I get her in 7? Because I bet, you know, because I bet on myself. So I need to do better. But no, man, I don't care. Listen, I'm telling you guys, when you don't care, and I know it's easier said than done, but when I only care about me. I'm sorry. I'm my sun, my moon, and my stars. And look, all I do is I care about me so much. I paint me. I have pictures of me. I'm all about me. Me.
And then the valley of the, and a lot of the bad information out here is that in the valley of the blind, it only takes one eye.
Yep.
To be to lead.
Yep. Warrior
person
me.
With one eye is the leader.
When I tell you I'm about me, I'm about me. Oh wait, here. Oh wait, I'm sorry. So anyway, the king, me. I'm telling you, I'm all about me. I'm the most arrogant motherfucker. I'm all about me, and I'm telling you, it's the most beautiful thing. Because women cream over that shit.
They sign up for the program, man. They get the ticket to the trip.
Yeah. Okay.
They never seen that shit before.
Never.
She walk into the dojo. My God, what's this? Like,
oh, yeah. They love that. Because they want to be a part of it. And not only want to be a part of it, they will watch and go through this young man's apartment and look at things that they can add to it. Oh, I saw an asteroid here, and I bet you they'll buy it, and they'll wrap that shit up and bring it to his throne, and he doesn't even have to ask for it. Guys, women will buy you things, jewelry, watches, colognes. They will be in the mall saying, man, this will smell good on you. Let me buy this for you, and I got a gift for you. I'm telling you guys, y'all, all that shit y'all been listening to across the street, all that y'all can't get with women, y'all got to go out in another country and stuff to meet women, all that bullshit. I'm telling y'all, women here on the U.S. of A, especially even wherever you're in Canada or Mexico, wherever they're at, they will buy things for you just to please you.
You just ain't him. You ain't the guy that she wanted to do it for.
Ain't the guy.
You're the guy that she just seen the text message like, oh, my, why did I give him my number?
Yeah, right. She, oh, man.
Why did I give him my number?
Hey, T, you ever be in the bed with him?
Why did I open his DM?
T, you ever be in the bed with him and they like, oh, why does he keep bothering me? listen to this message. They'll play it. They'll be like,
oh my God.
I mean, girl, you should find me. Like, I'll be telling you, that's some fucked up shit, man. Why don't you let these motherfuckers go? No, because he buys me things. And I said, that's nice. I'm glad he buys you things because she buys me things with your money. So I'm not mad at that shit. Somebody's got to do it.
It's sad to watch, man.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. So, hey, how about you good on time? We about to wrap with you?
Yeah, we good. Okay, we had 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we went away. Damn, we did an extra hour for y'all. Okay, so we did an extra hour.
All
right,
OT, so, man. Yeah. OT, overtime and all that.
OT and everything. Kept flow with game, guys. So next Thursday, we're going to see y'all again next Thursday, guys. Make sure y'all subscribe to all my dogs who don't know this motherfucker. Subscribe to Taekwondo because he's on. Hey, this is a younger version of me. Guys, when I told you, hey, it's hard to find motherfucking real one.
Taekwondo, man.
He taekwondo motherfucking do. His own motherfucking man. He's his own man, does his own thing, and man. And that's a beautiful thing, dog. I mean, he showed you some receipts today. I showed you a little bit of it. I'm sorry, T. I didn't mean to show you that receipt. But, sorry, my bad, dog. But their receipts, man. Guys, y'all can live this life, man. Y'all can live this life. Live this life. So,
all right, Steve, man. Great show today, man.
All right, yeah. We got a good show, guys. We're about to wrap up, guys. We'll see y'all guys next Thursday, same time. We out this bitch, man. Peace, guys.
That's always going on.
All right. And
bam.
All right. Bam. We're good. All right. Good show. Oh, man, my bag dog on that. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Thing, dog. I'm sorry. I didn't know about the deal, though, dog. My bad, dog.
Yeah. Twitch Moisture. I did it in my stream, too.
Okay, my bad,
Twitch
dog.
Twitch Moisture with that shit, man.
Yeah, I won't do that again. My bad, dog. I wasn't even taking it, dog. I just like that. I'm like, yeah, look, check this shit out. Yeah, but no, it's all love, man. Great show,
man. Listen, one day at a time, man. The surface dwellers ain't ready for us, bro.
Nah, but hey, but they're going to get ready. But they're going to get ready.
Reshaping their minds one by one, man. I love how deep we go. I love it all, man.
We on the same neighborhood, same street, spitting the same thing. Just it's just boom, 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 dog. It's
great minds think alike, man.
All day, every day, motherfucker. All day, every day, motherfucker. Absolutely, man. So,
all right, Steve, I'm going to talk to you, man. Hey, do you-